everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a heart-shaped box of bullshit.
Well, any box of bullshit is not really great.
But a heart-shaped box fools you.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's at least romantic.
Yeah, you get it? Really? Now I know what to get you.
Yeah, I know, really.
Would you like cat or bull or human shit?
I don't know. It's a tough choice. I mean, I get enough cat shit in my life. Human.
All right.
Great Dane.
If you wish to call in, the number tonight is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Of course, you can always join the Davin's Den chat room, where Pip Helix will be monitoring those at davincomedy.com.
Thanks for not saying I was manning them.
Womaning them.
Yeah, I'm womaning them.
Pip Helix will be womaning the chat rooms. The various chat rooms. We want you to come to davincomedy.com.
I couldn't figure out the Skype.
Well, don't worry about that. You may have noticed we have no Joe Curry tonight. Unfortunately, Joe's mother-in-law passed away.
Right. We're sorry to hear about that.
Yeah. So we're going to do this sans Joe.
Yes.
So there'll be no Fat Horse Challenge.
No. Well, I'm not getting up on there.
But Joe says he's got to lose 4 pounds next week.
What?
Because it's been 2 for this week and 2 next.
Oh, he's doing that to himself? Yeah. All right.
And the people spoken originally was going to be cat food.
Right.
But we're going to go with the people have spoken and gotten several emails. They want lemon juice and Kahlua.
Oh.
My wife is not pleased.
She wanted to go with cat food?
Well, she prefers that. She thinks he's going to puke. I informed Joe to bring his own bucket.
I know. We definitely are going to need a bucket for that challenge because that sounds incredibly nasty. Well, I was thinking about how nasty it would be because it would instantly curdle in the glass.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody pointed out to me, no, with your stomach acids, it's going to curdle in your stomach. Worse. I thought, that's really great.
I am well, it should make for good radio.
Only if there's vomit. I don't really want to see that.
I kind of do.
Or smell that.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want the sympathetic nervous system to kick in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe we should bring several buckets. I did not think of that. All right.
Bucket for each.
Well, we'll be planning.
His, hers, and his buckets.
We will definitely plan for anything that may occur. First hour of the show. Actually, you know what? Can you read these?
Sure.
The first two, while I send off a... We had another technical issue.
Okay, well, let's see. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli, am I saying that right?
It's Italian. It's close enough. Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Sorry if I said it wrong. Cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescosrestaurant.com. That's FRANCESCOS dash, not underscore, restaurant.com. Their next comedy night is Friday, March 1st, starring Davin.
Yay! It's going to be me! I'm going to be there! You know, last week when I was trying to promote the show,
right?
I'm like, who did I hire to headline that?
And I know, and you couldn't remember.
I couldn't, because it was me.
I know.
Because I so seldom perform on my own shows.
Unforgettable.
Well, okay,
that's
except by
what
me.
You going
to come and see me?
I'm going to try, yeah.
It's a good place, good food.
I mean, I really like the food there, but I haven't seen you do your act in a really long time.
Well, that's why you still come here, because, you know, you're hopeful it doesn't suck.
No, I'm sure.
It's got to do something well, you think?
I'm sure it doesn't. I mean, I know it doesn't.
Oh, you're
very kind. Because where you were before, and you've even, like, improve from other people say so.
Yeah. It's not our pal Joe, that's for sure.
No, it wasn't Joe.
Who is talking of me?
I won't say.
Because you're making that up.
No, I'm not.
Really?
Yeah.
You have spies.
I do.
You're very influential.
Well, you know, Francesca's, because I wasn't done, they have delicious and affordable dinner and show package, so make your reservation early because it'll sell out. Also, Playing cards online for real money is back in the U.S. and 100% legal on play31.net. The name of the game is 31, and it doesn't take forever to win like most poker games. You can play $1 games all the way up to $20 games, or enter sit-and-go tournaments to win bigger bucks. Sign up today and use promo code REV1. That's promo code REV1, like Reverend Bob Levy. Be the 100th person.
What are you doing as a reverend of?
I'm really afraid to ask.
Probably mayhem. The Reverend of Mayhem.
I wonder if he's like when I was thinking of a satanic cult, but would you call yourself a reverend? Reverend if it was something dark and evil?
Absolutely, because you want to suck people in. That's what he does. He sucks them in.
Like, unawares.
Exactly.
No, I'm sorry. As soon as you hear leaving, you know what you're getting into.
No. Bobby's a very nice guy.
He is.
He sucks in with that charm.
Yes.
And next thing you know, you're talking about horrible things and being witness to horrible things. But you don't.
Case in point.
Exactly. But you're having so much fun, and that's how Bob works.
And it is. Well, you slip down in an evil spiral and don't even realize it's coming. All right. Well, back to this. Be the 100th person to sign up with promo code REV1 and get $100 to play with at play31.net. $100 to play with, like, for free. That's pretty good. So get in there. And
Get in there.
Want to play from your iPod or iPhone? Download the Puffin browser from the iTunes store and sign up through there. Great fun, great cash, and smoking hot hostesses to chat with online as you play at play31.net. What is that?
Play31.net.
Look at that. I can't do that when he points to me. I have no idea what I'm supposed to say next.
Is that it? You got it?
That's
it. I just want to say that's probably the most professional read for sponsors we've had in the history of the show.
Hardly. Well, I mean,
that's what happens when a jackass is not doing it.
Well, I used to do it straight. But it's like, here, we stop in the middle and we put in our jackassery.
Yeah, but you didn't know that. I mean, you were doing your thing very well.
Oh, thanks.
I just, apparently I can't let the sponsors have a decent read. Apparently, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I sign them up and then I go, well, we're going to fuck with shit in the middle of your read.
They don't seem to mind. They don't, They're fine. You know what, it's, everybody has watched commercials to death, and it's all so dry, and it's all so, buy the stuff, or, you know, get the stuff, and push, sell, that if somebody, like, breaks it down in the middle and has a little conversation, it makes it more interesting.
I mean, Stern used to do that. He still does that. I always thought Stern was the best at reading commercials.
Yeah, because
quite the aspirate. If I could just read a commercial like Howard Stern, then I'll be somebody. I just want to do a read like Howard.
I just want to talk about checks Hoo-hoo. Like Howard. No, wait a minute.
Hoo-hoo.
Who am I?
Butt Bongo at play31.com. Hoo-hoo.
Oh, man. No, I think that it's more interesting that way. I have been watching a lot of television lately. Just to like escape from reality a little bit. And the television commercials confuse me. Sometimes I really don't get what they're trying to get at. What are they trying to sell? Because they're so bad.
We have a call.
I know. Who's calling?
Hello?
Pick up the phone!
We did!
The phone is up!
Hey! What's going on?
Who is this?
Probably need to refresh. This is Joey Flynn!
Who is it?
It's Joe Flynn!
Joe Flynn!
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
He was in
the... Good! I just showed up for the first time!
Hey, Joe!
How are you, Joe? What's going on?
First time viewer, first time caller. Finally, a professional setup. You got a phone line. You got that the sign in the back. You got the little bar there. You got some cool graphics. I'm digging it.
Thanks, Joe.
This can't be first time then.
I know.
Because he must have seen the shit fest we usually do.
This is a setup. Did somebody pay you to call us?
I just seen a show a little bit earlier than you. I keep the computer on, so I haven't. Really changed it.
Oh.
And these shows are popping up. And I see some Dougie show earlier. And,
right.
You know, it was an okay show. The guy wanted to be a cool guy.
Uh-huh.
A little thin-skinned. But,
We are not thin-skinned here.
The background was, like, all messy looking. And then, so I see some other guy the other night, some hillbilly guy. And
hillbilly?
He would get up. When he would get up, I'm serious, you'd see a big black hefty bag full of garbage and, like, folded up boxes, and then he was in his basement, a different part of the show. It was like a train wreck. I couldn't stop watching it. And he had, like, folded up banquet tables leaning up against the wall. I mean,
are you sure?
It cost $3.
Joe, are you sure you weren't watching Storage Wars and he was, like, doing it in a storage unit?
Or Hoarders?
No, it was the guy's house. It was like, and I was telling him, hey, hillbilly boy, clean your house. with you.
Listen, it's...
And, you know, he's just, like, drinking beer, and he's, like, singing these, like, made-up, like, songs on his guitar, kind of like in a country-esque style. It was, like, fascinating.
Why can't we do more of that?
His name was Joe. His name was Joe, and he had, like, overalls and, like, a gray hair and a mustache.
I don't know.
A picture of himself from when he was like 15 years younger in his profile. It was hilarious.
Joe, you really studied this guy, didn't you? He had a mole on his right cheek.
I couldn't stop watching. There was a train wreck. I love it. It was like the best thing I've seen since those good old cable access shows.
Oh my God! It's so weird that you said that, Joe, because just last night, my husband and I were cracking up because I was flipping around the channels and I got to something, cable access. It was Conversations with Glendora, and it was this old woman wearing this big, like, green hat with a flower on it and wearing what looked like a little uniform and a tie and sitting there talking about all kinds of religious things. And my husband's yelling at the TV, "She's drunk! She's drunk!"
Hold on. Your husband is yelling at the TV?
Yes. Yes.
What is your husband, a hillbilly himself?
It was for my benefit.
Oh, really? That's the only thing he does for you?
Oh, no, he does lots of weird stuff in the house for me, trust me.
Oh, that thing with your ass.
I didn't no, we're not talking about my ass tonight. No, he's a song and dance man, and he doesn't let anybody else know that. They're strange songs and dances.
Well, Joe, thanks for calling in, brother. We have a lot of fun stuff for you tonight. I hope you like what you see. Feel free to call in later. Hang out in the chat. Tell your friends that, you know, if nothing else, we have a professional-looking set.
you do, and I mean, I'm very proud of it, because, you know, these other guys, it doesn't take that much to do a set. If you're going to do a show, you know, put a little set up. I mean, even the best guy on the internet right now, the Reverend Bob, he got some cheesy, like, tapestry in the back, you know.
Well, you know,
I give him a break because he's Reverend Bob, and he's the greatest.
Here's the way I look at it. Those shows probably have good content. I'm not going to bring that to the stage. I am going to bring a green screen and a decent setup, Joe. And I hope you love us just for that.
You know, part of the thing...
It's all about lies and propaganda.
Clearly, you will like this show well because we do a whole segment on it. Are you familiar with catfishing?
Oh, man, I love it.
All right.
That's great.
Are you familiar with the African romance scammers?
Oh, yeah, they write these old ladies, like, these, like, love notes and love poems and shit like that, and then 6 months later, they tell them about some family tragedy, and they book them for thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Joe, you're in luck, because I scam the romance scammers, and I got twists and turns that you're going to like, and we'll get to that later on.
That's good, but you know something? All the family members of them old ladies, it's their fault. Because if they were paying attention to their lonely-ass grandmas a little bit more, that Nigerian fucker wouldn't be doing that to them. It's their own fault for not paying attention to their grandma.
Well, I think Joe's message is, if you're not going to pay attention to your grandmother, don't let her have the internet. And I think it's a good message, Joe. I think your message strikes a chord with everybody. God bless America, and fuck the internet.
There you go. God bless. Hey, guys. Take care.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Love your show. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
That was nice, and the phone worked.
I know. That was the best part.
And did you see how I hit speaker right away?
I know. I was very proud. It was a very proud moment for us because we have had tech issues galore. And to get a call saying how technically proficient we are and actually have shit work during that moment was just glorious.
Yeah, of course I can't get on Cyanet Radio right now. One of the guys who's helped me with all the tech, Chris, who does the Clubhouse show over there, I can't get on his air right now. I feel terrible. Hey, I just saw there was a tweet. We have news.
We
have a new affiliate.
We do.
Talk Superstation.
We're definitely on.
They are carrying us, but they're not carrying us this moment. TalkSuperstation.com is our latest affiliate. They're a big internet radio station, and they are going to carry our show from 7 to 9. So they're going to miss the first half and the last half plus, but we're happy to have a new affiliate.
They're going to miss the phone call from Joe?
The phone call from Joe.
Just now.
Maybe the replay. Maybe the replay. I don't know. But yeah, so we're very proud to be on Talk Superstation.
That is terrific. Thank you.
Always good to add another new affiliate. So, big snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not going to do the normal snow shit. Everybody wants to bitch about the snow.
Have to shovel, poor puppy?
You bring that up. I have particular bitches.
Oh.
See, I don't do these general bitches. You know, where's the DPW? Why isn't my street... I don't have the general...
Okay, good, because I hear those all day.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you do. I have very specific bitches. cool, but no.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I hope I'm not one of your specific pitches.
You most certainly are. So here's the thing.
Okay.
I am of the thinking that when the snow stops falling, I will drag my carcass out there.
Yeah.
And shovel.
Yeah, me too.
That's the way I think.
Yeah, me too.
Much the same reason why I don't make my bed. I'm like, I'm just going to mess it up again. I see no reason to do this.
Me too.
But a lot of people don't agree with that.
I know.
My wife, on the other hand, every few hours feels the need to shovel.
Because there are a certain amount of inches there, and the accumulation bothers her, and she's got to go get it.
Well, because she feels it'll be easier this way.
Oh, no.
But yeah, here's the thing. She could do what she wants, I guess.
Right.
Here's the problem. I'm standing at the door drinking cocoa, saying, get in here. Come on in. Then the kid runs out. Now the kid and the wife are shoveling, and I'm on my boxes in the door going, come on in. Really?
What are you doing? I'll get it later. Yeah.
The neighbors think horrible things of me now. I think she's being an inconsiderate bitch.
Because she's making you look bad?
Yes!
Mr. Boxer's in the doorway.
Sometimes I throw on sweats. It's my house.
Okay. Well, I'm impressed that you threw on pants for me because, you know, you never know.
Listen, nobody can see what's underneath here. It's like the evening news. My schlong is hanging out.
We have to talk about my pants in a moment.
Oh, right. Am I wrong with that?
No.
She's making me look bad, right? No. It's spite. She's spite shoveling.
We have the same problem at my house, though. Because, first of all, I mean, Mr. Hillocks and I are no spring chickens. Secondly...
Chickens.
We are not. We are spring vultures.
Turkeys.
I wouldn't go that far. Vultures, yes. No, but, you know, my father had heart problems. His father died soon after shoveling snow. So, yes.
Damn you, snow!
No! I heard you! You know, really, snow's a killer in our families. So we look at, you know, snowstorms with an evil eye. And
as
I'm not
well
exactly... Yeah, and I'm not exactly anxious to go out there and shovel, like, lots and lots of snow. Now, we have a really short driveway. We don't have any sidewalks. Mm-hmm. And there's a little tiny walkway and stoop. That's all. You know what? We pay people to do that.
As well, I am with you. Pro pay.
Thank you.
We're
too old to do this shit already.
No, I'm of the right age. But
yeah, I know. You're younger than me.
Listen, I was like 15 and my dad wanted me to do the lawn. I'm like, why don't you pay somebody? But I guess that's why you have sons.
That is why they have sons.
Like our lawn, it's very small on the backyard. I would rather pay somebody a couple bucks.
I know.
I'm very lazy.
I know. No, there are things that I will do. I will paint the inside. I'll do minor plumbing repairs. I'll do carpentry stuff. Electricity
carpentry,
I won't touch.
Settle down, Jesus.
Yeah, no, I do. I have saws and all kinds of stuff. But my dad was a worker bee, so I learned some stuff. I will even change my own oil if push comes to shove. I am not touching a lawnmower. And I'm not doing any more snow blowing.
Okay, you got your little black head shake.
Oh, no. When I was a kid, my dad was the superintendent of our apartment building. And they used to wake us up in the middle, you know, oh, dark 30, get out there and start shoveling, bitches.
You know what my super used to do when I lived in an apartment, which is one of the reasons why we left?
What?
Just fucking walk in.
What?
Walk in, middle of the day, just walk in under the guise of fixing things.
Oh, my God.
That's one of the reasons why... Yeah, I'm there in my underwears again, or the wife... Or more importantly, the wife is.
Are you a nudist? You seem to be in your underwear a lot.
No, they're boxes. The balls
okay.
Hang fine. They're fine.
Okay.
So thanks for asking. Okay. I am most certainly not a nudist.
Oh, okay.
I am well aware of what I am bringing to the table. I am well aware that there's only a certain amount of people that might be even slightly interested in viewing this.
Okay.
So, no, I am not a nudist.
Okay, so it's the boxers. All right.
Yeah, I got good legs. I got good legs.
No comment.
I got good legs.
All right.
Listen, from the waist up...
He's got legs!
From the waist up, it's a fucking disaster. I'm aware, and I'm working on that. I am. I've lost more weight this week. I'm down 13 and a half pounds since the beginning of the year.
Damn, boy!
So, but the camera adds, what, 10?
They say that.
So I've lost 3.5 pounds, if you're paying attention.
In my case, the camera adds 50. I've said it before they do.
They're very nice people.
They are, for the most part. But the thing is that they're not supposed to come marching into your apartment with no warning, you know, on flimsy excuses of, oh, I just wanted to check, I got something.
No,
I heard about ants in the downstairs apartment.
I heard it. The ants are making a lot of noise.
Yeah. you know, come on, you damn ants! No. I mean, you know, there are reasons why the superhero has to go into the apartment and check things. Water is overflowing and going into the downstairs apartment, or if, you know, they want to inspect and see if you have some kind of problem with vermin, and, you know, vermin. They need to call, I almost said they need to call a Terminator.
Dominator.
An exterminator. No, they're not calling Arnold.
God damn it.
But they also have their protocols. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to ask you if they can come in. They don't just barge in.
We know this.
That's creepy.
Which is why we left.
Was he setting up hidden cameras and shit in your apartment?
I don't know. Probably saw me masturbating a lot.
Ah!
Maybe that's why we need a better angle. We need underball. You know, if I'm going to do something like that, I want to get paid.
You want close-ups.
Looks more girthy that way.
Yes.
There's too much shadow on his cock. You know what his cock needs? A green screen. A little production for his cock.
You know what? A little production goes a long way.
A little graphics for the penis. No, I agree. You can't just have a penis out there with no graphics and no lighting.
Flinging around, just no lighting, yeah. You know, grainy. I mean the film, not the penis.
This is grainy. It's
unless it's on the beach.
Yeah, well, even that's
ow, yeah, chafing. Mm. When I was a kid, and, you know, Dad was a super, my brother and I were indentured servants, and as soon as it started snowing, you know, other kids were all excited, yay, snow day tomorrow, we were like, fuck, I have to go out and shovel like a whore. We would shovel all night long and come in frozen.
See, it's funny you mentioned the looking forward to snow day.
Ah.
Because I still do.
Do you?
But here's the thing. The kid part was like, yeah, if it's going to snow, I want a lot of snow.
Right.
The adult part's like, shut up, stupid. The little kid and the adult me are going to both have to shovel and drive in this shit.
That's
we
right.
We don't want any, but I still, like, look forward to it. I still get excited.
Oh, I don't.
Like, when I was a kid, when there was a big snow, I couldn't even sleep at night.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is pretty. When you're a kid and you know, that just means, great, I get to sleep in, I don't have to go to school, mm-hmm. and then I get to go, you know, as soon as it's, like, under control, I get to, like, throw on my my big bulky ski stuff and go make snowmen and chuck snowballs at cars and stuff. That's fun.
Oh, I chucked them at a car.
Did you?
Here's the thing with if you're gonna hit somebody in the car and their window's gonna be open, I'm just saying, if that's gonna happen, don't let them catch you.
Yeah.
Because they did.
Oh.
I tried all my moves in the backyard, but it was snowy. I got caught. I got dragged to my house.
Did you? Did they know?
Did they know what?
That, I mean, where you lived, and they knew you?
Yeah, I think I got ratted out by one of my other friends. They didn't know me.
Oh, okay. They're like, he lives over there! Don't hurt me!
I had, like, really good aim as a kid.
Oh.
Fucking nailed it right in the side window. Because, you know what? Throwing snowballs at a car seems like a good idea when you're a kid.
It does.
It's gotta be scary as shit, though, as the driver.
We lived near a major road, and I live in an apartment building, so there's a lot of little bastards running around.
Right off the turnpike there.
No, but it was a county road, and there are a lot of cars going by. A lot of great crash accidents at night, too. If there was gonna be a car accident, it was gonna be right on our corner. I don't know why. It was like Death Corner for some reason. And it was a straightaway, so who knows. But it was probably the evil vortex that my family formed living right there nearby. But we used to get out there.
Did they go to see the Reverend? Bring it yeah. all together.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Every Sunday. Nice. And we used to chuck snowballs out at the road there and then run like maniacs because we'd hear more cursing. But it is terrifying.
You sons of bitches!
Yeah, it is terrifying when you're in a car and it gets hit by a snowball. That's never happened to you?
No.
Oh, now I am inflamed with anger. What,
why?
Did I steal your paper?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, no, it's never happened to me.
No, that's mine.
I got to figure something out a little bit, but don't worry about
okay.
that.
Okay.
I did have an epic fail, though.
Oh, what happened?
Over the snowstorm.
Oh.
So we took the kid and her friend sledding on Sunday.
Okay, that's fun.
And somebody built a ramp, like, on the hill.
Okay, cool.
Awesome fucking thing, right?
Yeah.
So I take the sled, which I originally bought for my wife, and now my kid uses it. $20-some-odd sled, plastic sled. Go off the ramp. Well, first, the first time I went to go to the ramp, I fucking wiped out before I got to the ramp. But I wasn't the only one, so the wife, so whatever. Stupid adults.
Nice.
Stupid adults don't know how to sled.
I know, not anymore.
So finally, I hit the ramp. I get some air. Everything's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
My fat ass broke the sled.
No!
Yeah, I broke a plastic sled.
For effect, look into the camera. Zoinks? Really? Wow.
What production
we have on this
show. I had to look at them.
Look at that stage direction.
I had to look at them for confirmation.
The third wall.
I didn't even know that you could break a plastic sled.
Nor did I.
Apparently not. Now, what happened? It crunched in the middle or what?
Yeah.
It broke on you?
No, it broke under my ass.
Ow. Whoa, you were sitting.
I was.
Oh, I didn't think you weren't on your belly and going face first.
No, my feet were first.
Feet first, and it broke. Oh my god! So what happens? Do you like?
I feel like shit is what happens.
I would too, but I mean,
broke my kid's sled. A sled that I originally gifted for my wife. I'm an asshole on two levels. I felt like shit.
Oh, but it wasn't your fault.
It was my ass's fault.
It was just a piece of plastic, though. You know, they're bound to go.
But you know, I got my kid there. So.
I know, and now it's like, no, there's no sled.
So now, yesterday, I had
you to go. You rolled her down the hill for the rest of the afternoon?
No, she shared her friend's sled. They were very fun.
Oh, okay.
But I had to go shopping for a sled because I felt terrible.
Well, yeah.
Went to Walmart yesterday, nothing. Went to Target yesterday, nothing. All sold out. Went to Modell's. Wound up getting like one of the little purple disc things because she loves purple, like the circle things.
Yeah.
And like this compacted foam sporty thing.
Okay.
$25 fucking.
Right.
Yeah, they love them both. So now I got to keep them both.
Oh, boy.
But that's all right. But I'm like, you know what? If it snows again and it's supposed to.
Yeah.
I can't have my kid without a sled.
No, absolutely not.
I'm a terrible human being, but not the best.
You're not a terrible human being.
You ruined my image.
You didn't break it and then go, ha, 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 ha.
What, bitch?
What? What are you looking at? You want a sled? What, do you think everything's for free in this life?
Work, motherfucker.
You didn't go put her out on the street to make the money for a new sled. You're not a terrible human being. I am for thinking of that.
It's not a bad idea.
No. Not putting your daughter out.
I used to love... I wasn't a big sledding kid. Used to love playing football in the snow. Or kill the man with the ball.
Oh, really?
That's such a guy thing.
Yeah.
You get the guy, one guy has the ball, everybody tackles him, he's down there, you rub his face in the snow, put it down his coat, and his face is all red and stupid, and he's got like all hair in his... I mean, all snow in his ears.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Well, that's because you're a girl.
Oh!
Freaking awesome.
God, I hated that. Snow down down your back. And boys were always doing that. They catch
down
up
the
to
back,
you.
They're confused.
And, I know.
You put it in the front, things happen.
No.
It's like sea monkeys. They grow when they get cool, when they get wet.
No, not that. I put snow in the back of your jacket.
Yeah, but if you put it in your front, your nipples are going to go boing. I mean,
yeah, but when you're little kids, you don't know about nipples, and there's so many layers.
Of nipples?
No, layers upon layers. No, there's so many layers of jacket. There are no nipples to be had here.
All right. There's no. These are not the nipples you're looking for.
No. I don't
nipples
know
to you.
I don't know what that meant. Set them free.
I have no idea.
But did. No, there was none of that. There was just annoyance. It was just all for annoyance. There was no like, oh, okay, I'm going to get excited because I'm going to see some, you know, hard nipples or something. No, there's nothing.
Hard nipples.
You're just going to see annoyed
hard
girl.
7-year-old nipples.
Oh God. No.
What, we're not going to the Philippines?
Yeah, no, I hope that was a shake because of the shivering because of the cold, not because of the idea.
I love 7-year-old nipples.
No, you do not. Don't even start with that.
Don't start. Like it's a regular thing.
Oh,
we're not going that
we're not going
again.
Into the 7-year-old nipple segue already, are we? That's so, later in the show.
So what's a chick thing for snow? Because guys play football. What do you think? Make it
snow standing? Angels.
Snow angels? Yeah, it's such a chick thing.
It is, but you also make... But we like to play war, and you have to make a fort, and you stockpile all your good, you know, snowballs, and there's different...
Then the Republicans come and say, that fort's not big enough. You need more forts and more snowballs. But you're like, no, I don't. We're only fighting one enemy.
We don't have the budget. No, but you have to
get... Then the homeless guy's freezing and you don't feed him, so you can use that snow to build a bigger fort.
Absolutely. No, we used him as the foundation of the fort.
I like that.
Yes. But, no, and there's different kinds of snow, so, you know, if it's...
Different
like,
kinds of snow?
There are different
there's
kinds of snow.
There's white and yellow.
No, I'm like, you know, you like an Eskimo.
Good, you like the good packing snow.
Good packing snow. Wet snow.
Which you don't want to shovel.
No.
But if you're a kid, you definitely want snowballs.
Yeah, this was, you know, after my indentured servitude was done. You know, before I grew really, really, really hate snow. When I was little, we got to just play in it. So, you know, you get good packing snow, and you have a whole arsenal ready, and then you bomb the other kids. And it's even better if you have, like, some melty snow so it gets wet. Mm-hmm. So then you have ice balls. Brutal.
Nobody likes ice balls.
No, but it's, if you know, no all's fair in love and war.
And snowball fighting.
And snowball fighting. Oh, yeah.
But you're all girls.
No. In our apartment building, the girls and boys played together.
Yeah, but you said that, but you throw like a girl, so you definitely got your ass.
I had a great arm.
You did?
I don't know what happened to it, but I had a great arm.
The Mets could use you in the bullpen.
I heard.
You didn't
throw
like a girl?
No. Right. No.
Your dad
taught
you the proper form?
No, I don't really know where I picked it up, to be honest, but right. I had pretty good aim.
Because, I mean, girls, for the most part, girls in a snowball fight, not good.
No, I know. But the other thing is that back in the day, when your old pipster here was young, girls were not encouraged to be in sports.
No, be a lady, damn it.
Yeah, and if you were involved in any sort of sporting activity, you were some kind of weird jock dyke girl.
Most certainly were.
But we weren't encouraged to be involved in sports. So, we didn't learn things like that. Like, there was no little league for girls. There was no soccer or anything. There was none of that. I feel like, when I was a kid, we used to ride our dinosaurs to school. But I know it sounds bizarre, but that's not that long ago. That's what it was like.
So I always remember the girls playing soccer and shit.
Yeah, but you're 10 years younger than me, so it's like...
Only 10?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Bite me.
I'd rather not.
You want to bite me.
So if you want to bite Pip Helix or just talk about snow, call in at 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. That is the live number if you want to talk about snow or you want somebody to bite Pippi Alex.
What a horrible segue for our poor listeners.
There's a bad taste email.
Speaking of biting,
I'd rather not.
At some point, I'm probably going to lose my drawers this evening. and I'm just like looking
at it. Just do it towards
like,
the camera.
Yeah, I know.
Then I'll get a nasty letter from Dave of Levy. Like, I told you guys, no fucking nudity on the camera. Now you're banned.
It would be completely accidental, I assure you. But
oh, really? A disclaimer is going to make it all right? All
just
right.
Just in case.
All right, Dave, listen. It's unintentional. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right.
No, really. When you ever have a pair of... Well, these are like sort of like lounge pants, and they just have elastic in them.
Not at your finer lounges.
No. Well, not like,
Those are David Lee Roth pants. Like, David Lee Roth would, like, lead sing in those pants.
They have little gold stars on them, and they're incredibly old. And I realized how incredibly old they were when I pulled them from... The
bottom.
No, the stack of some stuff. And I just said, oh, those will do. And
shit to wear when the laundry's dirty?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Yeah. And, yes, it's definitely kind of a laundry day far as the pants go. And so I pulled those out, and when I went to step into them, I heard crackle. The elastic was so old that I guess the last time I dried them, it, like, withered up and died. So I heard crackle.
You do have the option of going, oh, garbage.
I know. But I was running late, so I was just like, nope, going on.
Fuck the peeps. Enjoy the view on Levyland if you're watching. Also, I think Hawk Radio is carrying the video stream.
Apologizing now.
So, yeah. Just in case. Hey, look. Now we're on Super Talk.
Oh, great.
What an odd place for you guys to walk in on. We were talking about snow, and now we're talking about Pip Helix. I'm Davin Roosevelt. We were talking... About
me dropping my drawers accidentally.
Be happy you're listening on radio and you're not watching a video right now.
and it really would be an accident because I don't want to do that to our listeners or viewers. You seem like such nice people.
Welcome in, Super Talk peeps.
Yes, welcome.
We're going to be here every Tuesday. You guys are going to carry us from 7 to 9, and we're happy to be here. Anything else go on besides your pants debacle?
yes. Radio Shack has some of the most helpful... and most ridiculously stupid people that work on the planet.
So you like to be helped by stupid people.
Apparently. Well,
which would explain why you get along with Joe so well.
there are some things that you can only find at a Radio Shack. Like certain adapters.
Batteries that last only a day.
Yeah, that's my favorite. But
Radio Shack is good for like all the connection pieces and wiring. And that's what you go to. Radio Shack is really expensive on everything else.
Yeah.
But if you need, like, stuff to make your stereo work...
Yeah, little geekware, that's the place to go. But the thing is...
Get them as a sponsor.
So some of the people are so great and really helpful, and they will work out, okay, well, you need to connect this to that to the other thing. It's a little, conjiggered together, but this is how
Can't
it's going to work.
Word.
What? Conjigger?
Oh, that's what you said.
What did you think I said?
It sounded like something else.
Oh, I don't know what it was supposed to sound like, but it wasn't a bad
it
thing.
It sounds like jigger.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything like that. I don't. What is the word that people say? Jerry-rigged?
Gerrymandered.
Not gerrymandered. Like jerry-rig something. Jerry-rig? Jerry-rig? I never know. I hate using words that people throw around, but I don't know what it means, and I don't know if it's something based on... There's so many things that are based on
69.
Something bad.
The first time she learned what that was, she had no idea what was going on.
Now I just, when I count, I go straight from 68 to 70.
There was a penis in her mouth, balls on her chin. She said, oh, I had no idea. I couldn't use it. Oh, no, fuck up.
Did you ever see the movie Brown Bunny?
No.
You never. It's a labor to sit through this movie.
It's like a labor to sit through this show.
It is, you poor bastards. But know that it's Chloe Sevigny and what is the guy? She was dating this guy. He's ugly, but supposedly not even supposedly because we saw he has a really big penis, and it was his movie.
What is it, porn?
It wasn't supposed to be. It's like an R movie, but she gives him a blowjob in the middle of the movie, and the funniest thing is he's asking her questions, and she goes, uh-huh. And then he asks her another question. She goes, uh-huh.
In his defense, when you ask a woman a question, 9 times out of 10, you really don't give a shit about the answer.
Why ask?
Well, so you know what? You're a little bored because she's obviously not very good at the blowjob. So you know what? This is a good time to fake giving a shit. He was doing it because he was sensitive.
Oh, no. He was crying.
He was crying during a blowjob?
Uh-huh.
What the hell was she doing to it? That's not a chew toy, you dumb bitch.
I got crunch. Oops.
I broke the bone.
Sorry.
I broke the bone.
Oops. No, she... And I think she was really doing it, too. It wasn't supposed to be like, you know... Like, usually in movies, they're faking this, that, and the other thing, except
not
for porn.
Not the ones I watch.
Not your movies. Like, no, I'm not talking about porn, but I'm talking about our movies.
By the way, name that orgasm. You better get going on that.
Oh, I know.
Okay, that's coming up.
I know. I know. Oh, sorry. That was a preview.
White Irish chick.
Ding. No, the in the movie, so my husband and I...
Hey, it's working now.
Oops, we were just talking about blowjobs. Hey, it's working now.
We're on Cyanet now.
And what a great way to get in.
You guys came in on the blowjobs.
On the blowjob conversation. Aye, aye. Well, that's where they wanted to come in. So I said, come in. And you got it. Okay, so, no, Mr. Helix and I often laugh about that moment.
Mr. Helix and you also collect cats and live in a hoard.
Yes, we're unusual. But it's a... As a horrible movie to sit through because there are these long, lovingly shot scenery moments, or you see the guy riding around on his motorcycle, and it's not even, it's out in the desert, there's nothing to see, there's no action, and it goes on forever. There are whole scenes where nothing happens, mm-hmm. And I guess it's supposed to be metaphorical. I don't know. Maybe I'm just really dense. I didn't get it. I thought it was really horrible.
It was an artsy film.
It was an artsy film.
You know what? That's a smart person who made that film.
Why?
Because the chick's going to drag you to the artsy film.
Oh, and we rented this shit.
But most chicks are dragging, because the guys, unless they're gay, aren't going to the average artsy film.
True.
So the chick drags the guy to the, oh, look at all this scenery, so beautiful. How can we never go there? Look at the mouth. Oh, this is what. And the guy's like, really? Just fucking kill me. How many times can I make a trip to get popcorn and pee? I'm going to have to sit here through this. And like, he's just hating life, and then there's a blowjob.
And there it is.
And he's loving that scene.
Right.
He's like, and now he's like going to stay for the second half of the movie because there might be more blowjobs.
Now he's... It's
like what we do at the halfway point of this radio show. There's just... We just bring in like models and they go at it. You know, men, women, they just go at it halftime of the show to get make everything... Wow, the second half's going to be much better. And I'm not going to tell you what happens in the second half.
No.
But I'm just saying...
You have to see for yourself.
It's just the strategy.
Oh, Sergio St. James says, what's going on, Davin, from the chat room?
What's up, Sergio? Yo, yo.
And, that's the only call out.
All right, well, hi, okay. Sergio. Thanks for listening, bud.
Yeah.
And watching.
Hi, everybody in the
and
chat.
And, yeah, stay tuned. We are definitely going to have a redhead and a woman, a Puerto Rican. They're definitely going to, like, do stuff on the table, on the board, and then we'll just call it tech issues.
What?
I guess we won't pick over.
I'm sorry. I was like,
if Joe was here, we would have.
Yeah, well, because he would have overruled. I wouldn't actually have a problem. I was just wondering where they were hiding.
Behind the loveliest set.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's really funny.
I can't tell you now because of my whole scamming thing.
Okay.
But this...
Comes into play?
This will come into play. come tomorrow if everything goes well. This will be part of my story.
You know what's really funny is that we had a caller in earlier, Joe, who was saying nice things about...
Which completely threw us
the
off.
...the presentation of the show, and we went, what? And I figured that you had paid him to call, but he said something about, you know, we... I don't know who he was talking about specifically, and we're not going to knock other shows on our
Every
network.
Show's got their own thing that they do.
Yeah, you know, and it's like everybody has a different presentation, and some of it, it's like the homey feel of, well, this is what my hovel looks like. I mean, there's a reason why we don't broadcast from my house, kids.
We can't fit.
We can't fit.
Cats just running across.
Oh, yeah, you know what? There would be nosy cats getting into the frame every 2 minutes. I mean, your cat is well-behaved and will, you know, scoot around underneath, and often you'll see us ducking down. We're probably petting a cat. At least that's what we'd like you to believe. But when he was saying things about, oh, yeah, the screen behind us, and I turned to take a look at it, I'm like, the magic of broadcasting.
Because we care.
Yes.
I started saying it. My wife calls me at like 4 o'clock. She was like, do you think we should go see your mother? Because we're going to be down there. You haven't seen them before, honey. But I'm like, I can't right now. I got to set up. It's 4 o'clock. I'm like, it takes a long time.
You have
time.
No idea.
You have no idea to make all this and all this sound come to you and sound, mwah, oh, this is good. People have no idea the generosity of the station owners that we work with, that walk me through all the machinations of the audio shit, and Dave from Leave You Land on the video, the patience to make all this. This isn't even my face.
We had it in for you.
I have elephantitis.
Of the balls.
And I'm an Asian woman. But through the magic...
Lin Chow, you said you wouldn't tell.
Lin Chow.
I don't know.
You know what? If I was a woman, an Asian, I would definitely be called Lin Chow, because it always sounds like I'm going to eat a girl.
Chow
like Lin, Chow, yeah.
No, that's Chow Down.
Yeah. Speaking of Chow Down, what do you got planned for Valentine's Day?
You know, we don't have a darn thing planned for Valentine's Day.
I guess there'll be no Lin Chowing.
No, it falls on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the night that Mr. Helix works very long at the radio station.
Yeah.
So I don't actually see him mostly on Thursdays. That's usually a night that I plan, like girls' night out or something like that. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to go have dinner with one of the girls, you know, I plan to have the night when I'm not going to see my husband anyway.
You going
to
do something on the weekend?
I'm going away for the weekend.
Without him?
Yeah. Yeah. Girls' weekend. We go.
Fuck your husband. No seriously, would somebody please fuck her husband?
I do. I get around to it.
Get around. Move over, cats.
No kidding. We actually do have to shoot cats away to get down.
That is so repulsive. I understand, and I know, because I too have cats, but not an army of them.
There's usually at least two on the bed.
Watching,
all day, all night.
Watching.
Yeah, and eating popcorn and making comments.
Really, what's with the screaming? We have sensitive ears. That's that smell.
What is that? That's horrible.
Then the other cats come in. Tuna. That was too much. So you got nothing planned.
I thought you were talking about the husband. No, we don't have any.
It was.
No, you know what? It's a Hallmark holiday test. We don't really plan things for Valentine's Day.
We don't usually either. I'm working.
Yeah, okay,
I got a gig. I'm going to go out with the wife on Friday night. The reason I bring up Valentine's Day is, you know, we get force-fed all this lovey-dovey crap. And if you got, and we don't really, on the Den, want to focus on positives.
No, never.
We like to focus on the negatives. That's what we bring. It's our gift.
Absolutely.
And we also want to make you feel better about things, because maybe you fucked up. Maybe you've had a bad love experience where you did something that you thought would be loving, and it went terribly wrong.
Who hasn't?
Or you were just in a relationship and it shit the bed, to use something we said last week.
No, there's a lot of shitting of the bed on
and
this
And it
show.
Went terrible, and you got these horrible love stories. So what we're going to do is the top three horrible love fails of the past year. Pip and I each compiled some. We're going to battle that out. We want your guys' take if you want to join in on the chat or call in at 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Again, the chat is, you go to davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page, and you go to the chat and go thing. But we're going to battle it out, and you guys are more than invited to help us figure out. Why don't you give me your number three love fail of the past year?
You know, it was really tough. It's really tough. But I think that... I guess number three could be Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
That was your love fail.
That is a love fail.
All right, why is that a love fail?
Well, because these two of the horsemen of the apocalypse, as far as I'm concerned, have gone together. These two icons of douchebaggery have gotten together.
Oh, that's us.
Wait,
we're not icons.
Have joined forces and brought their DNA together to create what could be the Antichrist or could be the most put upon young innocent life ever.
I don't think that's a love fail.
Oh, I think it is.
Just two kids who are in love. Now, granted, she's still married.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a problem. Kids falling in love, just racing to divorce court. I got no problem with this. The clock is on. I got no problem with this.
I think that they have a problem instantly, because if you know anything about Kanye West, he's probably saying to Kim every other time, I'm going to let you finish, put after me.
See, I think I got you beat. I was worried.
What?
I got you beat.
Okay. What's your number three?
I have the worst marriage proposal ever.
Oh. Oh.
I'm going to play this.
Good morning at 6:24. Time for some stories that are trending now. Alessa? I wonder why I'm reading this one. I'm pretty sure this is the worst wedding proposal ever.
I can't hear it on our
own. Russian man.
Oh, a Russian man.
A Russian man, of course. Took till death do us part a little too far. He faked his own death and then popped the question. He hired a stuntman, makeup artist, and actors to make it look like he died in a car accident.
What?
Brilliant idea. A fake paramedic told his girlfriend that he was killed. While she was crying, he sprang to life and asked her to marry him.
Oh, God.
She actually said yes. Oh, crazy kook. The man says he wanted her to realize how empty her life would be without him.
Oh, what?
That makes you think differently in Russia.
That is disgusting.
Disgusting and irreverent.
Awful. Yeah, totally.
This was really low. So if you could, had trouble hearing that.
All right, let me, I'm sorry. I'm having some sound stuff. I will repeat what happened. All right, basically, this is the worst marriage proposal ever.
Ever!
This comes in Russia. This comes with Russia with not love. So what the guy does to propose to his lovely girlfriend at the time, he fakes his death. He gets even a fake EMT to tell the wife, that the girlfriend, that he has died.
Oh, God.
The reasoning behind this is that he wanted her to feel how low and empty her life would be without him.
You're right.
So then he pops to life. Just kidding.
And marry me.
And she says yes.
She said yes?
She said yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No. Would you marry
this guy? If Mr. Helix, loving you, love you, the whole relationship, then pulls off something like this, but honey, I acted.
First, he would really have to recover from his injuries and ask me again.
The real injuries.
The real injuries that I would be inflicting at that moment, because I would be so fucking mad if somebody did that to me. So mad. Oh, no.
She seemed fine with it.
I would not be fine with
that. She's a good sport.
Oh, I...
Well, in Russia, it's either marry this guy or get shipped over here to one of our creeps.
Well, yeah, there's that. No. And, look... It's not like there are people beating down the doors to ask to marry me either. But if that's the way that you're going to bring it, no! I will be alone for the rest of my life happily. You are a douchebag of the highest order.
So you think she was wrong for saying yes?
Yes! There would be major sucking up to be done to get back from that.
I think...
That low point.
I think this is worse...
Horrible.
...than telling somebody who just broke up with you that you have cancer. Have you ever pulled that off?
No.
I think I might have done that.
Wait, well, no, you didn't.
I think I did when I was in high school.
You told somebody that you had cancer?
It was my psycho ex. And I was in with that mood where I wanted her back.
And you wanted her back, and you were trying to, like, bring her back by saying...
Guilt.
With guilt.
I think I did
it's
that.
It's a strong relationship foundation if I ever heard one.
I know for a fact. Well, I'll fucking shave my head. I don't give a shit. Make a wish, baby. This is make a wish. Come on back!
Come back to me, baby, please.
I don't know if she bought it. I know for a fact that my wife, when she dated somebody in high school, he legitimately pulled that. But he didn't have it either. But
really?
And that, like, pissed her off.
I have never heard of the cancer defense or the cancer.
Well, you know, here at Davin's Den, we are just trying to tell you ways to lie to somebody that has wronged you, that you might want back in your life.
That's just so incredible. I can't believe... I had a cousin who was... Well, you know, she had no friends, and she was really kind of sad. But she would do... She would say things like... When she was... I mean, she's got grown out of it. But when she was a kid, she was sort of a habitual liar, and she would say all kinds of crazy things.
Now she just fakes orgasms.
Well, I don't know. That's between her and her husband. I hope I never know about that. But she used to say things like, you know, nobody knows, but I have cancer. I was like, what?
Well, nobody. Well, everybody does if you keep blabbing.
Well, she would only tell me to make me feel sorry for her so we could be besties. And I was
see, that's what. But cancer is better than that, than AIDS. Because AIDS, you get the purple lesions. You're like, you know, really.
Can't fake that.
Yeah, you can't.
Can't fake that. Really? Got lesions.
No, keep going. Well, MC Hammer AIDS song. Wow, it's like AIDS, when Joe's not AIDS. Here, you pick up your evil.
I know.
I would expect that from Joe.
I know. I was in a foul mood.
I
wonder
what Talk Superstation's thinking right about now.
I'm so sorry we picked this up. So sorry.
Sorry, guys, but it's kind of what we do.
Sorry. This is what we do. Usually Joe's here to provide some of the evil. Our buddy Joe isn't here. So I'm picking up my end of the evil spectrum.
I thought it was well done.
Thank you. There's a part of that song where he goes, I think, now, and I always heard it as meow, meow, meow.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
Wait, I forgot what we said. I can't believe that people would say, oh, I have cancer, like, as a way to get out of anything.
I just love this guy's feeling like he doesn't know how much this woman loves him. So he's like, let me induce some trauma and find out. If you don't know that she loves you and she's going to miss you, then you shouldn't be proposing.
No, you shouldn't. And if that's the way he's going to spring it on you, you shouldn't be saying yes.
At least
let him beg and grovel for a little bit after that, because that's really...
You got the pen?
Yeah.
I think... Would we agree I got number 3?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Worst love proposal, number 3.
Yeah, that was really bad.
If you guys want to weigh in on this, number's 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing because it's just such a crazy thing to say. You know, that I have heard of people, and this is just anecdotal because I don't know if anybody really did it, and it could be just one of those urban myths, or maybe I saw it in a movie about people saying, oh, mom and dad, I have cancer. Oh, my God. No, I'm fine. I'm just gay. To soften the blow.
Ah!
You know?
A blow.
I hope not with the parents. But, you know, I've heard of that, and that's awful, but I can kind of see the strategy behind that one. Terrible. So, anyway, you want to hear my next one?
You want to go first, or you want me to go first on number 2?
No, I'll go first, because you probably have a better one. You're really good at this.
I do research.
I know.
It's not just putting the set together and doing tech support.
Well, this lovely set, it must have taken hours.
We need another clip. I've told you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I have to see if they have another clip for that.
All right.
I'll get right on that. Get on that.
Do something, damn it.
Okay, my...
Number two.
And I don't know how to say the other guy's name.
Huh?
Manti Te'o?
Oh, Manti... You're going Manti Te'o?
Manti Te'o and his boyfriend? Fake girlfriend?
All right, now Manti Te'o, everybody knows the story.
Right.
Involved with this relationship. Typical catfishing, turns out to be a dude.
Yeah.
And then the guy, Tuiasa Sopo, who's playing the prank... You know, that winds up, well, you know, I guess I do have feelings for him and everything. And then the girl dies of cancer. Surprise.
Because it's always the cancer card.
Here's why I did not go Manti Te'o to Tuiasa Sopo.
Why?
Yes, it's an awful story.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Because of all our dalliances in the dark continent of Africa.
Yes.
We know this happens all the time.
Yes, we do. But it's not usually somebody who knows the person and is... This is more of a catfishing thing. This is somebody who actually knows the person and is pretending to be somebody else, a different sex, mind you, to talk to them for years.
Hello? Well, we don't know what the hell gender I'm dealing with.
Well, that's very true. We have no idea what you're dealing with.
Exactly.
But they were not known to you before.
But the bigger picture is people get fooled on the internet all the time. If we did not do all the research that we have done.
Yes.
I would, Tim, because I was thinking about that too. I'm like, well, that's got to be number one.
Oh,
but because we've done all the research we've done, like, yeah, it happens to everybody. I want rare shit.
It doesn't happen to everybody.
It happens to enough.
Enough, though. More and more we're finding out.
It happens to a lot.
Yeah.
It clearly is a love fail.
Yeah, but it's a major love fail because look at this poor guy. What's the, I can't say the other guy's name.
Manti Te'o?
No.
Tuiasa Sopo.
Tui. Tui. Tuiasa so gay because he really didn't.
Really?
I know.
Did
he
you
really
workshop that one?
No,
work?
I didn't. I just said it right now. The thing
maybe
is,
you should have workshopped it.
Yeah, maybe I should have. Hey, everybody!
Right in front of the Stumpy Cat or something.
No, it's just really look. If that's how you feel, go and find somebody who wants to be gay with you. But don't go and pretend to be a girl with some guy. This is like the crying game.
But that's what they do. They always fake genders.
I know. Why? Why do that?
I don't know. Makes sexy talk awkward.
It sure does once you find out. But it's just go and, you know, there are all kinds of websites, you know, for people who, you know, there's like J-Date for Jewish people who want to hook up. I'm sure that there are all kinds of everybody on the sexual spectrum.
But that's where these people prey.
It's crazy. If go to one of those, you know, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer blood websites, and then go find your flavor.
Leave Vaughn Live out of this.
leave unsuspecting. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Straight football players out of it.
I think you have a strong story.
Yeah.
But I have a unique story.
All right, what's yours?
Arizona woman.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona, one of Arizona and Florida, always great for fucked up shit.
Absolutely.
The heat. Arizona woman believes Obama won re-election because her husband did not vote. He gets tired of arguing with her, so he gets out of the car. She runs him over. 911's call, he winds up in critical condition.
She ran, I mean, on purpose?
She ran him over. Guys, he's like, screw you, bitch. I've had enough of this. I'm getting out of the car.
I'm sick of hearing this crap.
I'm sick of hearing this. Enough with your insanity. Now, keep in mind, Romney carried the state of Arizona. So really, he did, Romney
What's
did not
the
lose.
Point?
Exactly. But when you're dragging in presidential elections to run, that's the type of fucked up shit that can only happen once every 4 years.
That can only happen in Florida or Arizona, apparently. It is the heat. The heat fries their brains. There's something. There's got to be studies.
This illustrates how divided our nation is.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I love Romney more than I love my husband.
Wow.
He's got to die.
Wow, that's just
and
so
then
sick.
Then it would have been cool if like she picked him up and like put him on the roof of the car like Romney's dog. Drove him off. That would have been awesome.
Or just, you know, in that movie where they have Grandma dies during the trip, I think it was one of the
vacation.
Mm-hmm. And they have the Grandma strapped to the aunt strapped to the roof. On the way here, there was a truck and they had something in the shape of a person sitting in a black plastic bag in the bed of the truck. I couldn't take my eyes off it. It looked a little bit too much like Grandma propped up in a chair.
Could have been. And here's my other reason.
Okay.
Because I think I have a strong case.
I don't know.
I got a strong case. Let's reevaluate this situation.
All right.
Here we have a man that is too lazy to vote.
Right.
Too lazy to pull a lever. Too lazy to punch a ballot. Too lazy to fill in an absentee ballot or something.
Right.
Yet is so annoyed by his wife that he will get out of a perfectly good car and walk away. That is a love fail. When you get the laziest among us go, enough!
Oh, I'm getting up. I'm actually motivated to do something. Well, see the thing, but the difference is here, she was giving him a ride. The bitch had something else to do, wouldn't give him a ride to the polling center.
What?
If she wanted him to vote so bad, bring him there.
She probably did. He's like, I'm not voting. But I
run him over right then and there.
I think I got a bigger love fail.
Why wait?
I think I got a bigger love fail than you.
I don't know. I think
yours got more attention.
Yes, it did because everybody was fascinated with that. What if?
Because they don't know what we know.
I know, but what if I had? What if the person I'm talking to online is fake? Can you imagine? No, I'm not a person that I'm really talking to. That's what everybody thought. Because everybody's online these days.
But there's a whole show about it.
I know. Well, that's
mine's more unique.
I know.
The only twist is, well, the guy, the two of us go, oh, I guess I do love him. Really? Really? Can you nail yourself a linebacker, are you? That's going to be great in the draft.
I know. It's like you just came across that idea now that you've been doing this.
Anything on the chat worth it? Any weighing in on that?
No, nobody's got anything really that they want to say about this. Let's see.
Trucker Tom.
Sorry about that. Didn't hear you come in.
Get out of your cab.
He showed up to hear the MC Hammer joke. He says, click, click, bang. Hi, Trucker Tom. Thanks for shooting me, euphemistically.
So you think you got the stronger story?
I still do because it was so big and it caught everybody's imagination. This is terrible, though, because the guy died. Nobody died in mine.
No, I didn't say my guy died.
I got run over.
He's in critical condition.
He's all right.
He could be dead. We can hope.
Well, you would win if he died.
Google this shit right now.
Go find out his status. Trucker Tom says he's waiting for the part when we reveal that Joe has been on the other end all along of your story.
I got shit for you, Tom. Stick around. The next couple of months are going to be wild, dude. You got no idea the shit I'm working on.
He's been teasing me about, oh, I got twists and turns, but he can't tell me because we only talk about it on the show. And it's driving me nuts. Oh, hey, Chris from England is here. Hey,
what's up, Chris?
How you doing, buddy? So, anyway, all right.
You know what? I'll give it. I'll give
How
it
about a draw?
We can't have a draw.
Why not?
If you were Joe,
yeah.
I would fight you tooth and nail.
I know you would.
But I like you.
Oh, sucker.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
That's number two.
I'll take
it. Grudgingly.
Okay.
Grudgingly. Now, if the audience weighs in with something else, you know, fine. But I'll give you Manti Te'o as number two.
Okay.
You want to go first on this one, or you want me to go first?
I want you to go first.
All right. Woman beats up man. Oh, well, first let me tell you where it is.
Okay.
Florida.
Yay! Of course it is!
So you know it's going to be batshit.
I know.
Woman beats up man for not agreeing to tie the knot.
Okay.
The boy.
Did he pretend to be dead?
The boyfriend refused to marry Nicoletta Carolee. So over the course of the 2 weeks, she scratched him. She slapped him. She hit him so hard in the ear that he thought he was going to go deaf, and she choked him.
No.
She also threatened to stab him if he did not walk down the aisle with her.
Well, you know.
Her excuse, how hard could a girl hit? She was charged with domestic abuse.
Never heard of Ali's daughter, I guess. You know.
I'm thinking, if you want somebody to spend the rest of their life with you, the beating should start after they say I do. You might want to be offering a little bit more of the tang.
Maybe she is offering the tang, but the problem is...
Maybe a little bit more of Hummer love.
Trucker Tom says, and she wonders why he won't marry her.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's exactly it.
That's what I'm saying, Tom. You're with me.
I don't understand the strategy, though.
There is no strategy. She's not Madden. It's not halftime.
No,
all right, gather around, girls. You kick him in the nuts. I'll punch him in the nose.
No,
he'll definitely marry us then.
You can't think that women don't have strategy. When they're trying to get somebody to walk down the aisle with them, when they're looking for the ring, there's always strategy.
But what was this strategy?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, is that I can't understand what she's thinking. I'm going to beat him into submission? Is she, you know, is she dominant?
She is now.
I'm thinking. So, and couldn't understand why the beatings weren't getting his, you know.
So this is what she's doing.
Oh, excuse me one second. Yes, this is live, guys. That's why we knew Chris was here. He's not sitting on my lap.
That's hilarious.
He's in the chat.
That's hilarious. Was that Chris?
Yeah.
Wake up, stupid.
No. Chris knows it's live.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
It's Jittering Bob didn't think it was live. He said... Yeah, but they just said hi to me. Duh.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for slapping around the other chatter for me. I can't be held to slap everybody around.
This better be live. I had so much caffeine to prepare for this. This better damn well be live.
So she's beating him for refusing to walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
What happens if he refuses to put down the toilet seat? She's cutting off his nuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh no. I wouldn't be able to sleep in a bed next to this woman. If you're
she likes guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But... Say that I were the man, and she had been beating me before
it's
we got
Tuesday
married.
At the Helix house. When Miss Helix comes home from a good day of radio, bend over, Mr. Helix, in your terrestrial job. You work behind the mic.
Hey, listen, that's why I'm afraid that this elastic is going to go and everybody's going to see my strap on. Now, that's something that nobody wants to know about.
I think we all do now.
Oops. No. Did I say that on live? It is live.
No, it's not live. It's dead. Cut it. Cut the mic. Cut the mic.
Well, it's really funny that you brought up that story.
No, please don't tell me you have that one, too.
No, I don't. I have a similar story.
Oh, it's going to be a battle.
My top, this has to be the top romance fail of the year.
You're beating me after I gave you number two.
Beating! I'm beating. No, I'm not beating you. No, but it is about beatings. It's about Rihanna.
Trucker Tom's like, I'm not in the same chat. They must think I'm made up as well. This is not real, people. This is just the worst acid trip ever.
No, it's just we're so sad we make up our friends.
I would do that.
Yeah, I would do that. I would just make up names and say, oh, yeah, they're loving us in the chat. Oh, it's the chat you people haven't found yet.
So you think you got me beat?
I do. Rihanna and Chris Brown.
No!
Yes!
Why, because she's back?
Beat, because she's back.
They always come back.
They shouldn't come back.
But no, but they always come. See, you pick the shit that always happens. You always beat a bitch, she always comes back. Because she's got a stiff jaw.
Wow.
They always come back. That's why I was in an abusive relationship. I got my ass beat all the time.
Really?
Yes.
And you went back?
For a while.
Wow.
The same one I told I had cancer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crazy draws. Yeah.
Her name was Hell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was a Scorpio, redheaded Irish girl. I had no shot.
I'm not a Scorpio, so that's your saving grace right here.
I mean, probably not a redhead either.
Well, you know, nice and easy 108 says I am.
Oh, right. This was authentic.
Yeah.
She proved it.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, we were together a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, but not all the way.
Oh, all right, but she proved it.
5 years. Yeah. Anyway. Bullshit, I took beatings for no tang.
Now, why was she beating you? Like,
because she would get pissed off
and just start slapping
and throwing keys in my face. One time she's in the back. She's in my buddy Elias in the back seat of my Camaro.
Right.
She's in the front seat. It's right. Like before like prom weekend. We're going down the shore. I say something to my friend Elias. She thinks I said like I'm going down the shore to cheat on her.
What?
Next thing I know, keys are in my face. I'm bleeding from here and everything.
Oh, my God.
That bitch walked home that day. But wow. I did go to her parents' house. Go, you might want to pick her up because I just dropped her ass off because this is what happened.
Because she smacked me.
Yeah.
What did they do when they heard about stuff like this?
Well, like let her walk. They knew she was nuts.
Wasn't like she came from an abusive home and they were like, "Yeah, bitch, had it coming."
Because here's the thing with not that I saw. I mean, here maybe she did. Here's the thing about an abusive relationship. The abuser always says, I love you, I'll change. Rihanna's playing right now. Chris Brown said he's changing. Meanwhile, he's running from the paparazzi and crashing his car. I can't give it to you there. Yeah. I can't give it to you there.
Because you think that this is just old. I didn't realize that it had to be like a brand new version of
Fuckapparina. That's what makes it an epic love fail. Not the typical shit every day. You just pick celebrities.
I did pick celebrities.
Yeah, no, I pick shit that nobody hears about.
I know, which was very interesting. But I have to give you your number one. Because that was bizarre. The guy.
That's like Joe saying I'm not going to do radio, and I keep on beating him until he does radio. Not a bad idea.
Hey, wait a minute.
If only Joe would say I won't do radio.
That's really why Joe's not here today, is because Davin forgot the number one rule: don't hit where they can see. We have cameras now.
Joe's my bitch.
He is. Let's see. Trucker Tom's asking if Rihanna and Chris Brown is number one. Where did Ike and Tina Turner, Mike Tyson, and Robin Givens rank? Well, what was this year?
Yeah, Tom, you got to tune in at the beginning of the show, my friend. Don't tell me about your job driving a truck. Or not. You got to be at the beginning of the show. Had to happen this year. There's obviously more epic love fails. But it had to be in the past year.
Yeah, so that's...
So
that's
I got cool. Number one?
Yes, you got number one.
Fuck yeah.
So you won.
Damn it, I forgot to produce winning music.
That's too bad.
Let's recap the list. What was number three? It was mine.
Yours was...
Damn it.
Wasn't it the guy that got run over? It was...
No, I lost on that.
Yeah, that one you lost on.
Oh, yes. No, wait. Number three. Worst marriage proposal. Guy
yes.
pretends he's dead
yes.
to convince woman to marry him.
Yes. Trucker Tom is in the other chat on the Davin's Den... Davin's DavinComedy.com. There's a chat there where you guys should be going, and that's where Trucker Tom is. Anyway, I wanted to know.
We split up our chatters.
Yeah, we have basically,
you can't mix.
We basically mix and match our chatters.
It's like the South of the America in the 50s.
Yes,
segregation.
We have Trucker Tom segregated in his own chat. Why don't some of you go over and join him?
Well, Tom would learn how to play nicely with other chatters.
No, we like it just like this.
Well, we like everybody in one place. Makes it easier. But
yeah.
Not gonna.
This is fine.
I mean, we got a bunch of chats. I can't monitor them all.
No.
All right. So number three was.
Number three was the guy.
The worst
who,
proposal.
Worst proposal ever. That's really terrible.
Fake's death. Number two, Manti Te'o, just for the scope of it.
Yes.
Scope of the bullshit. Not convinced, but that's the official number two.
You know what? And not to re-argue it, but I think that the story is epic.
It is
There's
epic.
So many things involved
Took
in it.
Took 4 years.
Yeah.
Took 4 years. Got to get number one.
Number one.
You're not going to marry me? I'll show you who's going to marry me. Come on, you man. I hit like a girl. Whap.
Unbelievable.
Oh, she also said that hitting makes love making better.
No. Oh.
She's a
rut. Wait. You know what? I have to say, there are some people that are really into this dominance and submission and light spanking and, you know.
Yeah, but you don't hit them in the hole so hard in the air where they think they're deaf.
I know. That's what she did?
I recommend that to all of our listeners if you want to enjoy the show more.
Hit yourselves on the side of the head until you're
We're much
deaf.
Better if you can only hear out of one ear.
Well, Jittering Bob, if you want to go join Tucker Tom, you go to www.davincomedy.com and right in there, there's a link for Chat Tango.
Well, you got to go to Davin's Den page.
You got to go to the Davin's Den page.
It's a lever.
And then go down to the bottom. It's Chat Tango. And get yourself in there and talk with Tom. What? Chris isn't good enough for you.
Very funny. Screw you guys. I'll go to the other chat.
Yeah, screw you. Hit me.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, that's the official list. Very good.
Yeah.
I'm sure Joe would, you know, I was going to say Joe would have had some good additions, but he's hit or miss on this. Joe usually gets, like, whitewashed, and then, like, the last one he pulls some mega.
Boom!
God damn it.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, you know what, it is true. That is kind of that's his strength and his downfall in that, is that he'll get, like, namby-pamby couple of but then he'll blow us away with one of them that's, like, so good.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. This next story was not on the list. But only because we talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah, the poison pussy.
Oh, this is great.
So a woman who's married no longer really loves her husband, but they're still married.
I hear it happens.
And he doesn't want to file for divorce.
Right.
So I guess they're still intimate.
Yeah.
So he goes, you know what I'm going to do? She goes, you know what I'm going to do? I got to get out of this marriage.
What am I going to do for
you? Got to get out of this marriage. Not working out well for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I should do? I still like oral sex, because who doesn't? To receive it anyway.
Yeah.
I should probably put a little poison on my vagina. Then I'll invite him over, and he can go to town. I win both ways. He dies, and I go out, and he goes out in style, and I get an orgasm. Maybe. Stupid doesn't realize the vagina is very absorbent.
Yeah. Very.
So this would have been a love fail.
Oh, this is just a living fail, because you're both going to die, stupid. I mean, I don't know what she was thinking. The people who try to poison other people often have such limited medical knowledge or such limited anatomical knowledge that they end up almost poisoning themselves, because that's a giant open mucous membrane.
When you say it like that, I want nothing to do with it. My God. You know what? You know what? The I have a headache excuse just got surpassed by the description. Oh, you want a piece of this? You mean that giant mucus membrane? You want to get in that? You want to put what you eat down there? Yeah, you want to put your sensitive penis in that? The giant you can have the giant mucus membrane.
I've got a big old mucus membrane.
Ew,
for
it
you.
Sounds nasty.
I know.
Why would you call it that?
Isn't it? Well, because for the sake of the argument about, well, I mean, explanation about what happens when you put poison on. I mean, if you're going to put poison in your nose, those are mucous membranes. That's like a straight freeway ride to your whole system. You're going to die. You know, it's like your nose is probably not the most likely place to get oral or to stick something.
You get all sorts of treats.
Only if you're a tiny, tiny little monkey.
What?
Never mind. Trucker Tom is all excited about poison pussy. He says, kinky.
What do you think Trucker Tom's got in his hotel room right now?
No, he's really excited because Jittering Bob just joined him in the chat.
Oh, settle down, you two. Rent the room.
Oh, and Chris in England wants to know, isn't number one a Ghanaian contacting you through Facebook? Isn't that the love fail?
Isn't what number? Oh, Ghanaian.
Ghanaian. Sorry.
No, Chris, because it brings enjoyment to people like you. Dude, I've been working like a mofo.
Yeah.
You guys will hear about it in another month because we can't carry it unless we're going to do like a 24-hour radio show and nobody wants that. But yeah, I got a twist for you. But no. When me and a Ghanaian and another Ghanaian and more fake me's and more of my fake friends get together, it's not a love fail. It's a radio explosion of bullshit.
I'm thinking... Trucker Tom says, you got a big mucous membrane? Well, I got a really big booger finger. Well.
Ew! What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I think you outgrossed Davin. I mean, I thought I did a good job.
No. Yours is still worse.
Mine's still the worst? Okay. Oh, he's not in a hotel room. He's on the road.
Oh, he's driving?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Drive safe, buddy.
Yeah, be careful. Don't drive off the road when you hear what we got to say.
Now, when you pull into one of those parking lots, that all you truckers do, do not get one of them those lot lizards with all their big mucus membranes, Tom. Because hey. those are nasty mucus membranes.
Hey, trucker, you want a big old mucus membrane up in that cab with you?
If prostitutes described it as mucus membrane, they would have to pay us to fuck them.
They probably would.
It would be a losing business. It wouldn't be the oldest profession. It'd be the quickest profession.
Pip Hilix, turning men gay since 1972.
You seriously do? Man-ass does not sound as bad.
Man-ass?
Does not sound as bad.
As mucus membrane?
As a large mucus. Because it's large. So it's like, wow, my dick. I mean, it's nice, but it's large.
Hello.
She got the widescreen. What are we going to do?
The widescreen. It really does make me think of an octopus or something. It's really kind of gross.
Yeah, you ruin vaginas.
Nobody's getting any tonight, thanks to me.
We said, you know, it smelled like the cats would enjoy it, and that was still fine.
Yeah, oh no. As soon as you're bringing up tuna, that doesn't really make any help. Oh, oral without poison, $50, Chris in England says.
You know what? You got a good point, Chris. You do have to charge a premium, I think.
Yeah.
I think this has set a new market. You're right, Chris.
This is poison-free mucus membrane, let me tell you.
I like the fact that Chris is not from America, but he's still using American dollars. Because he knows we're not that bright to do the conversion.
No, you know, yeah, we would be sitting there, okay, I mentioned pounds. It's like
Nobody wants that many pounds with a big mucus membrane. Maybe if it was less pounds.
Oh, now he's telling us it's 3 pounds. 3 pounds is not equal $50. Go back to the drawing board, Chris.
3 pounds sounds like something our compound pal would like. 3 pounds. She's a little heavy, but why not?
3 pounds of pussy?
Oh, my God. That's a lot of pussy.
That would be a lot. I wonder how much it... Well, you'd have to...
Depends on the woman.
Yeah, well, you'd really have to define the parameters of where we're talking about exactly, too.
I think this story, if it were to get out more, would turn more white guys into black guys. This stereotype, general stereotype, and the fact that the stereotype is black men do not like to go down there.
Okay.
So I think if this story got out,
it would scare more white guys away.
I think celebration of Black History Month would be every month. I think, you know what, the brothers are right. We're not going down. Because to celebrate with my black friends, I too will not go down there this month.
Oh, yeah. It's solidarity.
It's what Martin Luther King would want.
No, that's not how he wanted us to be as one.
No?
No. I have a dream. There will be no more oral copulation with the women's.
The women's. An educated man still talks like an ignoramus because black when you do the impression. You are terrible.
Well, because that would be a really ignorant thing to say.
I have a dream. We're going to get crunked up in this bitch. Hose up free last. Free last. Smack a bitch up free last.
God.
The most ignorant Martin Luther King Jr. ever.
So now I have to be horrible. You have to be like, 10 times is bad.
Yeah,
you want to be in the front seat on the ride to hell?
Since Davin's Den.
Yeah, that's right. Davin's Den. In hell. They're different.
It's my bus. I'll drive.
Okay. I'm not sitting in the back. Trucker Tom says 3 pounds. Was she a preemie?
Hot when you say it like that, Tom.
We're not talking about the whole size of the woman. We're talking about pounds as far as, like, English money.
So now here's the next logical question. Is there a way a man could cover his junk in poison and convince a woman to do that? Blow him.
Mm. Now?
Mm. Well, not this minute.
No.
All right, kids, here's your homework assignment. Get back to us after the break.
And that wasn't a, No, it was the thinking, But I don't know if because also, you know, there's not as much of an absorption problem. I mean, it's still skin, but it's not, you know, as, like, open to infection and as vulnerable as vagina is. So I don't think that it would be as much of a problem. It depends on what kind of poison. I'm not a medical professional, by the way. I'm just kind of reasoning this out, please.
No, you're doing fine.
But, I mean, it's not, you know, open membrane.
There's a hole at the end.
Yeah, I mean,
that's where the fun juice comes out.
Yeah, I know, but if the fun juice gets in, holy shit. I mean, then that's a straight ride right to... your system.
Quick, honey, I got rat poison on my balls. No, not working.
Wait a minute now. If it was something that wasn't going to be absorbed that quickly, and you just maybe say you put it on the bowl.
A little schmear?
Well, just a little schmear. No, schmear. You know what? I don't
Is that lube?
I don't want any locks. I just want a schmear. Oh, is that lube? It's got a strange taste. How long was this on the market?
Did you get this on sale? Was this discontinued?
Is this that strawberry crap I told you I hate?
I'm allergic to strawberries. Why don't you ever think of me? Suck the cock, eat the poison, bitch. Suck the cock, eat the poison, bitch.
Well, how about if you put the, if you get it, yeah, exactly. Trucker Tom's worried about getting poisoned in the dick hole. That's
of course
exactly.
You are, Tom.
Yeah.
Because you're a smart man.
because Tom knows these things. Dip a condom in it, Chris in England says.
A dip.
Dip a condom in the poison so the condom protects the dick, but then the poison all gets into the pussy.
Well, you're not doing blowjob at that point. You're clearly fucking.
Yeah, this would have to be fucking.
You know what, Chris? I like the way you think.
Yeah.
You know what, Chris?
Devious.
I think you found the way to poison a woman. Thank you, sir. Happy Valentine's Day to Mrs. Rosenblatt.
So,
courtesy of Chris.
He says it always works for me.
Who said that?
Chris in England.
He's a bright man. I like
this. I know. Chris. And he leaves a... You know what? Somebody go over to Chris's house and start digging in the basement. I think that you're going to find
a whole
bunch of bodies.
Shut up. Don't root him out. He's a genius.
He is a genius.
Listen, Steve Jobs is dead. Chris is our next icon. Well, nobody brings down Chris from England, all right? Not when he's imparting this type of knowledge and work through and know-how. He's a problem solver, this Chris from England.
That was sort of like on the level of the anarchist's cookbook.
You know what Chris is? He's a poison savant. That's what Chris
is.
He's a poison savant.
No, he figured that out pretty well. I'm a little scared.
That answer ready to go.
Yeah, I know. He's just like, oh, please, kids, come step aside.
Play. The balls, no!
Cracked his knuckles and started a keyboard and like...
I did this when I was 15.
Yes.
Now, here's the last
dilettantes.
My last question with this thing. The husband said he detected a strange odor. My question to you.
He did.
My question to you, Piff Helix. What is the normal odor of a vagina? What is the normal odor of a wide, huge mucous membrane? How do you know it's safe tag?
If you get
angry.
Oh, wait, if you get close enough, that's what it sounds like.
Sounds like
what it smells like.
It's like my tummy.
It's gaping and angry.
All right, here's a. Does everyone have their. I don't want to get gross, but does every person have their unique odor? I mean.
Well, I haven't been sniffing around to say hello to my friends that way, but.
That'd be awesome if you did.
Hi!
Pip's coming
Get
over.
Get your face away from my crotch.
Pip's coming over. Time to douche.
Could you at least shake hands with me, you crazy bitch? Get your head away from there.
You're like a Labrador retriever. Yeah. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's our greeting ritual. I think that, from what I've read, that it depends on what time in a woman's cycle what she smells and tastes like. Because there's different hormonal parts to it. And there are different parts
of But he would
the
know s- this. He's married to her.
Yeah, no, see,
no,
he
I,
would
I
know.
Agree with that hormonal stuff. I'm sure that has a lot to play with the mucous membrane.
It it does.
But, I mean, like, this is odd. Yet I shall continue. I mean, really?
Trucker Tom says, if it's a chick he's fucking, it smells like bubblegum and homework. Is this Anthony?
Kumi has followed us.
Bubblegum and homework.
That's pretty funny, though.
That's really funny.
We got some very inappropriate listeners. I love that.
I love them.
I love. That's what makes the show. Because we can only be so deviant.
Oh,
but you guys, are a special type of deviant.
Oh, Chris, he made a mistake when he tried that method of poisoning. He
condom.
Says...
Okay. Oh, can't get on. All right. Okay, everybody. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Oh, you know what? I probably got to go on Hawk. Oh, wait, no. It should still be shut off. We should still be on Hawk.
We should be on Hawk still.
Yeah, because the auto DJ is still shut off. Okay. All right, sorry, everybody, about that. My computer just shut off.
It just, we got the wicked,
I got the blue
scary
screen.
Blue screen of death.
Yeah.
It wasn't completely dead.
Yeah, so that was weird. So what we're going to do is... I think we had enough of the poison vagina anyway.
I did. We did. I did. I mean, we did. Diamond Joe says, hey, what happened to the stream and the video? Did Christopher Dorner take over your broadcast?
That's funny. Can you guys see it now? I know there's a delay. Can you I on my end, it looks fine. Are you able to get on the site?
I can see it says loading on Levy Land as far as the video goes. Nobody's saying they can hear us yet.
I can't hear us.
Let's okay, go. Refresh and see what happens.
How's that working out?
Hanging on. Wait a second.
Huh.
I'd ask the chatters if they would tell us. It says off air on Levy Land.
All right.
I asked the chatters to let me know when they can hear us.
Hmm.
Oh, Trucker Tom can hear us on our site.
All right, so you guys can still hear us, but I don't know where the video went. According to my end, the video is here, the sound is there.
Okay, so you can't see us anywhere. Good for you.
Really
lucky
weird.
You.
All right, you know what? Let's take a break. Going to play some tunes. We'll be back in a few minutes. Obviously, I have to make more tech calls.
Okay.
Who are we playing tonight?
We're going to be playing Bar Songs by Otis Gibson and the Rockhounds.
Yeah.
Cool.
On air.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to try
something. Yeah, this is really weird. All
right. Oh, you know what? Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. If you're listening on Levyland, now it should be coming. There we go. I'm sorry. I forgot to hit broadcast.
Oh, okay. So now you can see us
My
again.
Fault. My bad. I'm sorry. A lot of shit just went bad all at once.
Unbelievable.
I apologize.
Blue screen of death. Yeah. It was really weird.
I'm going to have
so said, it said
check.
Nope.
Check that out.
None for you. So we're going to take a
so
little
break
right now.
Are they back there?
Yeah, they're back.
All right, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll do some scammer stuff when we get
back. Yeah, he's got good stuff.
I got good stuff, guys. All right, we'll be back.
Let's hope that works.
Good points. I got to open up shit again. All right, you can take a break.
What's it gonna be? for the pork duet! That is right, pork duet of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Pew, pew, okay, put shoes back on, they stink. Okay, so what does I say? Oh yes, stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back.
And front.
You were listening to Davin's Den. We came back after a little technical glitch, and not my fault or anybody else's. The computer just said, bye-bye. So we are back. The second half of the show is brought to you by Obsession Studios of Wayne, New Jersey. It's a state-of-the-art studio, open 7 days a week, with features six rehearsal rooms, three recording rooms, and a fantastic musical. They just had a big concert there this past Saturday.
That must be huge. That's a lot of rooms, actually.
It's a complex. Like, if you want to, you know, if you're a band, or even as a solo artist, if you want to record something, this place to go. They got the setting where you can invite people in to see you, you know, like a concert and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. They do a good job there. We know the folks, great people over there. Obsession Studios, they're actually booking live bands now for Friday and Saturday nights. Like, who is this? I know what the album, but Bar Songs is the album.
Yes, it's Otis and the Rockhounds.
Otis and the Rockhounds, really good. Maybe we can get them to record their next album over at Obsession Studio.
We can see.
So, Obsession Studios booking bands for Friday and Saturday nights. To learn more about everything Obsession Studios has to offer, call 973-932-4844, 973-932-4844, or go to their website, obsessionsstudios.com. Playing cards online for real money is back in the U.S. and 100% legal on play31.net. The name of the game is 31, and it doesn't take forever to win like most poker games. You can play $1 games all the way up to $20 games, or enter sit-and-go tournaments to win bigger bucks. Give you actually a large deer. Bigger bucks. Ugh. That was terrible. You're right. You're right. The silence was the right answer. If you were betting silence for that awful joke, you win. That was terrible. Just do the read, stupid. Oh, that's what my inner Joe is saying.
Yeah, I know. It's like, just go ahead and read it, stupid. Oh, really?
And then his little shark, do the read, stupid.
And just going, really? Really? And you bugged me about fill in the blank thing you said earlier.
Yeah, pretty much. Sign up today and use promo code Rev1. That's promo code
Rev1.
Be the 100th person to sign up with promo code
Rev1. I have a brain of a sieve. I know.
Get $100 to play at play31.net. Want to play from your iPad or iPhone? Download the Puffin browser from the iTunes store and sign up through there. Great fun, great cash, and smoking hot hostesses to chat with online. And they don't have huge, big mucus membranes. These are the type of hostesses you want.
They just have big cans.
Exactly. Yeah. Big cans, not huge membranes.
No.
As you play at play31.net, that's...
Play 31. Oh, for fuck's sake. I was distracted by Chris in England, who said, every week you mess that up, Pip, and he's right.
You know what? I should just point to the chat.
You should. You guys say it.
You know, here's the new thing, because I got to do it one more time.
Yes.
As I start the Play 31 read, call in at 845-986-8804, and you can do the read.
Or how about you guys help me out and put the right words in the chat room so that I have cue cards here.
Really? You're making them work now?
Yes, work for it,
bitches. Isn't it hard enough that they have to listen to this shit?
Yes, that is really difficult, but I need help, clearly.
You, my computer, the whole fucking show. And the thing, I can't even be pissed at anybody. This is just, in general.
Yeah, no, just at that. And are you going to beat it until it marries you?
I just might. Well, we've had
that'll
a lot
learn
of,
it.
Me and the computer have had a lot of lovemaking together, so I don't see why not.
Sweet, sweet Ghanaian lovemaking.
Exactly. Speaking of,
Ghanaians?
It is time. Not for part two.
For lovemaking. No, wait.
It is time for catfishing. But before there was catfishing, there was us.
There was scamming the scammers.
We scam the scammers. And for my upcoming book, Heart-Shaped Box of Bullshit.
Oh. It's right here. Like, thanks for being here.
Always and forever.
Joe song forever. That's
I'll tell you what, every Joe theme song has like 45 seconds of shit you don't need.
Well, because Joe is more album-oriented than he is singles-oriented.
Joe, with every Joe, every jingo is the extended cuts.
Yeah. he was for album-oriented yeah, radio, dude.
All right, so we got two scammers I'm working with. We'll start with Belinda, who used to be Agnes till she came clean.
Yes, I'm very confused about the whole Belinda Agnes thing, but please.
This is my scammer that came clean and revealed to me right before she was about to get all that money I was going to send her. Under no pressure from me, she came clean.
All of a sudden, she decided to say, "Well, really, my name isn't Agnes; it's Belinda." And since you
which
asked
is a much hotter name,
Belinda.
Yeah.
Yes. Agnes is like your old auntie.
Agnes makes you think there's a huge mucous membrane down there with an odd odor that you want nothing to do with. So
gaping maw.
So I had convinced Belinda to post on the Agnes page an apology.
Yes, and letting everybody know on that page that she was a fake.
And the picture was not her.
And the picture wasn't her.
And when we last left off, we had heard the comments. There were several comments from people who were pissed off.
Yeah.
That including people that she had asked for money.
Men. Men that she had asked for money.
Yes, men that she had asked for money. Because I do a service for the people. I save them from
you service
money.
The people?
I service the people. I most certainly do not. It's not a service-oriented show. All right. So that's where we left off. What would happen next? Now that this had been out there.
And the shit has hit the fan on her Facebook page.
Yes. Because now Joe kept on saying, well, if she puts it on there, then she's real. Then Joe would ask for the number of people on there. I'm like, it's over 100. It's like 180 friends she's got. Well, Joe kept on moving the goal line for her to be real. Joe still thinks it's another layer of the scam.
Well, I mean, I think he was trying to... I mean, yes, it was moving the goal line, but he was just trying to say, look, you know... He still was like, okay, maybe that wasn't quite right, he's still feeling that she might be real.
Just still blown away every time. He just doesn't want to give it up.
No. He's thinking that she's full of shit still.
Yeah.
I misspoke.
This is just the next layer of the scam.
I'm just not sure.
Okay. I'm not sure at all. You're leaning more towards real.
I'm leaning more towards she's real. She was scamming, but now... The coming clean was really talking about her as a real person. And so now I'm still not sure what her game is.
Now remember, we have had a phone conversation with her, which was recorded, which was January 15th, if you want to go back in the archives. And in this conversation, you hear me talking to her. She woke me up at 4 a.m., stupid. Woke me up at 4 a.m., and you hear a dude feeding her every line.
And if it wasn't for that, I would feel, at this point, from the different things that she's let go of, like letting... see supposedly real pictures of her and real name, I would be like, oh, Christ, we are being horrible people and we are scamming some poor woman who has been doing bad things, but she's sort of seen the error of her ways with him and she's actually fallen in love with fake Davin. And
I think what we should all realize is fake Davin is very charming.
Oh, my God.
Fake me is very interesting.
Fake you, yes.
Fake me. Fake me's quite the catch.
B.A. Baracus, your scammer is Mr. T, Tom says.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not really sure. Well, it's because Belinda, Agnes, B.A., B.A. Baracus.
You put that together?
Well, no, he spelled it out.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm like, wow.
No, we're not that, you know.
You're trucker savant.
Yeah, we're not that linked.
All right, I gotcha. Maybe you are, I don't know.
No.
So we're going to pick up December 17th, 2012. Remember, Pip Helix has never heard any of this.
No.
She has no idea what's going on. And I could not tell her about it. It was driving me nuts. And she's my girl. She's my gossip girl.
I obviously have no idea what's going on. Trust us when you see the read for that one ad.
All right. So this is me at 6:23 a.m. local time in Aruba writing to her.
Right. Because you were on vacation during this whole thing.
I work for you even when I'm on vacation, people.
See, he has to say what real Davin is doing, what fake Davin is doing.
Because it's so ridiculous what real Davin is actually doing while he's typing what fake Davin
is. Yeah, because fake Davin says, oh, you know, I have to go to a meeting about the porn that I'm working on. And meanwhile, real Davin is like, I got to go pick up my kid at karate.
Pretty much.
That's the real...
I have to go to ShopRite. We need some bread and bottled water. Oh, I had a. They needed my help on the set. There was a question about the dialogue after the blowjob. They needed me to punch up the script.
There always
is. I go, so you have shown me something, Belinda. Have a wonderful day. You have shown me something. Have a wonderful day, Belinda. I use her name.
Okay.
And then she starts taking down the comments on the Agnes
page,
what the people are writing.
She starts getting rid of the evidence. Yeah, the people are pissed off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I go, Belinda, do not take down the comments. No, no, no. Let them get their anger out and let other people see. Now you are doing something positive. I will help steady you when your knees are weak. I, too, have seen the comments and see painful things. It is okay. It is as I suspected. It is okay. We will talk about it, but let them release their anger. You do not have to respond. There were a lot of hurt men, a lot of people who fell for the myth. It is a step towards a better tomorrow. I'm proud of you, babe.
Wow.
I'm the wind beneath her wings.
Oh, God.
Fake me is very elegant.
Eloquent.
Real me can't speak.
It's not elegant at all.
No.
That's really interesting because you're saying, okay, I like what you're doing, that you put that up, but now don't mess it up and take down the comments. Like, I'm catching you, bitch. I am watching you.
Because the whole goal in this shit is, besides to create stuff for you guys, is... See, I'm trying to do some good with this. I'm trying
to expose these people.
Yeah, I'm trying to help some people. And that's why I posted on Facebook in December. I go, finally, this is doing something good. Because there was that guy who said, and you asked me for money.
Yes.
So I'm like, we're doing something good with this.
Because if he was on the fence thinking, well, maybe she is real, because this particular scammer, because Davin has worked with another one, Flory, who is really stupid.
Don't forget Fake Gypsy.
Fake Gypsy
with David Calderson, who had dimes. I need dimes and nickels for the money. Remember the lottery thing?
Like
the lottery where I won this lottery, but I had to send some money.
Oh, that's oh god, right.
I got millions of shit going on. You people don't even know about it yet.
Totally forgot about that. Yeah. But Flory was completely stupid. Really doesn't speak English well, and she's back because she forgot that she had scammed him before, and she came back playing all stupid. Oh hi, I'm a new person to you. And he's
gunshots are only superficial.
Yeah, after we pretended that me big. Pip a pump and shot Fake
Devin.
We'll
get to Flory. We'll get to Flory.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that she was stupid. Agnes is really smart and engaging, and actually, Agnes Belinda, and she seems like, she has a really good, line of bullshit. So I'm not surprised that there were comments that popped up on the Facebook page saying, I was almost going to send you money. Holy shit, you know.
I go, I see some other men were asked to send some money to you.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, what was that? Come on, just come clean. She goes, I didn't ask anyone to send me money, promise. Well, that means a lot from her. I go, then I give a guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
I go, Clark. I go, really? And you want, really? And you wanted Western Union money for Xmas? Wow, be well.
Oh.
I'm saying bye, because she's lying.
Yeah.
She goes, why do you have that impression? Because it's on Agnes's page. Parentheses, I would have put stupid.
If it was Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there would be no parentheses.
No, it would just been
be
stupid.
Understood. You understood.
It's like stupid understood.
Exactly. She goes, he wanted to send me something for Christmas. That's why I told him to do it through Western Union. I go, I don't think you're being honest with me right now. I think that Walter/Wagner, he changed his name too, guy, was made to fall in love with you as well. I think there have been more. I think you should tell me everything now, because when I find out later, and I will find out, I will no longer be interested in talking with Agnes or Belinda. Just reveal it all.
Yeah.
Now, I go from being really nice to I can be a real hard ass.
Oh, God. And with a flip of a switch.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about the scamming?
Well, I have been working out. Thank you for noticing.
I was teasing him.
So there was a long pause. I go, silence means they are thinking. A girl I knew said that to me once. Now, that's what Belinda, when she was Agnes, because remember I was telling her about my ex-girlfriend Flory coming back and wanting money, and I asked questions. I go, she's silent. What do you think that means?
It means thinking.
Yeah. Mm. That's what she said. So now I threw that back at her.
You have the memory of an elephant. You remember everything
that
you
said. Well, I also have the shit in front of me.
Yeah, I know, but I mean...
But not at that moment when I came up
moment.
With that. No, not when I came up
no,
with that.
No, you remember a lot of stuff that they say, because I would not be able to catalog all that, because my brain is shot at this point of the game, but I would not be able to remember all of the details of the things that they said to be able to throw it in their face that fast, because...
Yeah, this is all real time. This is all instant message shit. This is no emails.
I know that women are supposed to be able to catalog everything that somebody said wrong and throw it at them during a fight, and like years later, I don't do that, so I don't have it ready in my access. I forget the nasty stuff, but you remember all the little tweaks.
It's my job.
Yeah,
I get paid handsomely for this. Shut up. I go, you told Wagner you thought he would send you stuff around Valentine's Day. You said, I love you to him.
Yeah.
Because that was on Agnes's page back in the day.
Yeah.
She goes, you think if I knew I would have put up the message, hon? A little trust will be nice.
Oh, snap. And that's, I'm sorry.
And that's what the scammers always do. Even when she was lying to me with more bullshit, like, you don't trust me? And that's what, but that's a scammer move.
Yeah.
It's always, oh, you should trust me. You
and
should
it's like,
me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm a dick. I don't trust you.
So I said, Belinda, I trusted you unconditionally as you kept telling me to. Meanwhile, it was all a lie. I am learning to trust you again. It will take a while. You'll have to be patient if you wish to stick around. I was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
I go, Clark was willing to send you money. Clearly, he had feelings for you. If it was just friendship, he would not react like this.
Yeah.
That was the guy who said, you know, on, oh,
like,
I was going to
wow.
send you money.
Wow, yeah.
She goes, that is true. I asked Clark for some money because I really needed it. After she just said a couple of minutes ago, I didn't ask anybody for money. I promise.
I really didn't, but I just asked him for a little.
Dumb bitch. I go fine. There were feelings with Wagner. How much did he send you? She goes, he didn't send anything. He was going to see what he could do, but I waited and nothing came, so I borrowed from a friend. Here, you can ask him if you think I am lying. It's the truth.
Really?
I go, okay, well, you told him you loved him and he loved you. I'm fine with it. I just wish you would not have denied it. So what would you have done if I did say I do not black people? If I was a racist dick, would you still have revealed the truth? Because remember, that's why her excuse why she went into hiding was because some guy said not nice things to her because she's black. But she's a pretty black girl.
Yeah.
She's a pretty girl.
She really is a pretty girl. But the thing is, oh, so somebody said something racist to you, so you put up a fake picture.
To meet somebody,
because that's really a strong foundation.
Absolutely.
A funny relationship is, I'm going to put up a picture of somebody that you like so that I can bait and switch you. What? Because somebody said something nasty? That's ridiculous.
Shoddy.
Yeah.
Logic. I go. She goes, yes, because I have grown fond of you. And also, I feel something for you. It would have hurt if you don't like me because of my race, but I can't do anything about it. And that plays into the thing, why the fuck did she reveal what she revealed when she revealed it?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, which is the problem with this fish.
Business-wise, it doesn't make any sense.
I go, well, I'm not an asshole like that. I'm an asshole in creative and unique ways. And she has no idea.
Just no idea.
That was one of those double meaning ones I throw in there sometimes.
I enjoy those. There's like jokes for me.
Yeah. She goes, LOL. I go, how many people do you think were lured in by the picture of Julie Love? Julie Love is the picture that Agnes used. This is a model. She lives in Florida, but this is a model that a lot of the Ghanaian scammers use.
Well, Chris thinks that in the chat, thinks that it sounds like any dating site. The people use fake means to real people, and they do. You know. The hook is here is that they start asking for money.
Yes. Take your money, and then they never show up when you give them the money.
Right.
She goes, can't tell you, but they were not that much, just a couple. I go, okay. Are you glad you posted the message or wish you had not? Just a couple. No wonder I stand out. Then I go, just a couple. No wonder I stand out. She goes, it's the right thing to do, and I'm glad I did it. I also want a future with you, so I did. I go, well, leave it up for a couple of days, and then we will kill Miss Agnes Ariti.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, don't delete the comments. People will feel better if they know they were not the only ones fooled. I liked your confession, so you got that going for you. So when do I get to see Miss Belinda in a picture with her beautiful daughter? Because I'm trying to see the real... Although I'm chatting with her on Facebook, so I get the one picture. But I need a proof of life picture.
Yes.
That's the real... Now, here's the interesting thing now. She's created a Facebook page just for me.
Right.
She's got no other friends. This is just for me. Which means everything I post on the news feed, she is going to see.
Oh, God.
So now I have to be very careful what I post on Facebook.
Because now they'll know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly. She's monitoring me.
Yeah, and it's not like it'll be hidden in the whole news feed with other people. It's just, you're the only friend. You're the only news feed.
Yeah. Makes it rough.
That's great.
But still, I promote the show. I go, don't delete the... okay. She goes, I'm still waiting for the camera for my friend. Just give me a couple days, and you will see me and my cute daughter. I go, okay. Agnes told me the same things, but you've earned the benefit of the doubt. She goes, thanks. I go, hopefully my judgment is getting better. I'm due to get one right eventually, LOL. She laughs. I go, glad you find my perpetual stupidity funny, LOL. So this time, if given the chance, will you fillet my heart or perhaps serve it in a nice Berblanc sauce? Somebody watches too many cooking shows.
I'm saying.
He goes, well, this time I'm taking your heart for good. This is what you love about the chick.
Yeah.
She's got the right answer sometimes.
She does. She does. I mean, if this was supposed to be a romantic, you know, interest for you.
Like if I was not married and not who I am, if I was the type to go on dating, and I spoke to this person, I could totally fall in love
You'd
with this
You'd be really intrigued.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. I could totally fall for the bullshit. But, of course, they lie, and I'm cynical, so it doesn't work. But she goes, well, I'm taking your heart for good. I go, we shall see, once bitten, twice shy. I go, if given to you, will you love it or crush it so I die?
Mm.
I'm out, babe. Off storm the castle. I'll catch you later, lovely Belinda. I think I had to go to the pool or something.
Okay.
She goes, get me a box of chocolate on your way home, hon.
Really?
I go, I surely will. Shall I skip or take the bus to Ghana?
Shall I send them to you in a big, mushy, melted heart?
So she was out, and I go, so you never answered if given my heart, again, will you love it or crush it? That's the last thing I asked her. She never answered that.
Right.
But there are aspects of her that are really fascinating and cool.
In what way?
She's just a cool chick to talk to.
Yeah, no, she is interesting.
You know, like, if I lived online, I kind of do, but, like, if I was, like, looking for somebody online,
mm-hmm.
She's really cool sometimes. You know, bring me home a box of chocolate out of nowhere, that's kind of cool. I like that shit.
Yeah, no, she does throw in, like, interesting chat, but, I mean, really, she doesn't talk very much about herself.
Yes, that's the thing. She doesn't talk about herself.
No.
That's why when I'm not talking, it's pulling teeth.
Yeah, and it's all, like, you know, love talk, love babe, you know, and, I
want
to be with you and everything,
yeah.
But it's like, you know, she doesn't say, oh, well, unless you ask, she doesn't... Chris says, Davin's going all mushy. No, not really. Oh,
before, I surely am.
Before I said, and then they asked for money. Now sounds like any marriage.
Well, Chris, to jump ahead a little bit, we just celebrated our eight-month anniversary.
Trucker Tom says to send her some X-Lax.
The fuck?
I know.
What's wrong with him?
Well, Tom, you're single, right?
I think we know why. All right, so here's what I did next. So I contacted some of the people that posted messages.
Oh, snap! You did! That's great.
Of course I did. I'm on vacation.
Of course.
Run along to the pool. I'll be there shortly.
I know.
Daddy Deviant has more shit to do.
Enjoy yourselves outside.
Enjoy the tan while I sit on my computer trying to find out what's going on with this bullshit.
No wonder you came up pasty.
I stink.
So... Who did... Well, you had to talk to that guy who was like, I was going to send you money first,
Clark.
Didn't you? Clark.
I go, hi, Clark. Did Agnes ask you for money? I'm trying to figure some things out. Thank you. She goes, of course she did. I am hopeful you did not give her money. She and I have been talking for a few months. That's you, Tommy, bitch! And she isn't the most brightest person. Well, neither are you with that sentence. In the world.
She's the most brightest.
In the world. She stumbled lie after lie a few times. And that was the thing, is Agnes, there was a ton of lies.
Oh, God.
I go, thank you for getting back to me, Clark. I have not sent her a dime. Been talking to her for 6 months. I'm glad you have not sent her anything either. She told me that you wanted to send her a Christmas gift. So she told you to use Western Union. She goes, not that gullible, yet she was always giving me a song and a dance. I go, of course she was. She goes, have a Merry Christmas and God bless. I go, you too. I'm glad this worked out okay. She goes, there was nothing to work out. Some chick on the internet who was looking for a victim, I guess.
Right.
Wrong dude. Be well. I go, Clark, well, you, well... She goes, Clark, were you ever in a quote-unquote relationship with her?
Yeah.
She goes, what do you mean? It's a virtual, some virtual chick. Hit me up on Facebook. We talked online, and that's it. Sounds like you got hook hope, and you got our out in time. Go, no, not at all. These virtual chicks like to call you their husband or boyfriend and such pretty quickly, which is what they do.
Yes.
I was just wondering if it got... that far. I'm glad that you are smarter than a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of on to her.
Yeah, he was cynical.
But are you really going to admit to a stranger, yeah, I fell for it?
Probably not, but the other thing is that he didn't send the money. This is 6 months, and she started...
No, they weren't together. They were together a couple months.
A couple months? Oh, okay.
Me and her were together 6 months.
Right. That's right. But he didn't send her money. He was hemming and hawing about it. So I don't think that he was like, oh my God, she loves me. You know, and
because she lied. She's bad.
She's a bad liar.
Which is a problem if you're a scammer.
She can't.
But they all are. They
she
are.
Can't. She couldn't keep track of the stupid things that she was saying. I'm staying at a friend's. Well, then I'll send
Sounds
it
like
there.
A dude who's
I don't know her address.
You know what? It's like a dude who cheats on your wife.
Yeah.
You can't keep a trick.
You can't call. Well,
women are usually better liars.
You can't call me at home. I don't have a landline.
Well,
that's
the shit I use when I'm talking to.
I know. Well, you have to, and that's the stuff that married
I'm
guys.
I'm a better
use.
Liar.
Well, you are a married guy, but you're doing this above board because his wife knows.
I don't think she knows everything.
She knows it's for the show.
Yeah, she does know that.
well, let's see. Chris in England says that the eighth month anniversary present is a filleted heart and melted chocolate.
That's so romantic.
I know. She's a 100 timing bitch.
That does hurt, Chris. You
not
bring up a
timing.
Good point. That hurts.
This Trucker Tom says this broad has more stories than a Manhattan high rise. Yes, that's absolutely true.
Really, Tom? Really? Ugh.
I like
driving to a guardrail. Yeah. It's terrible.
Keep your eye on the road.
Pipula, I shall guide you through the night.
Yes. Listen to the sound of my voice. Go forward. No, it's a curve. Curve, turn.
Get away from the mucous membrane. There's poison in that membrane.
Avoid the big mucous membrane in the middle of the road.
So then I contacted Wagner.
Oh,
who
okay.
Professes love for her.
Yes.
Go, hi, Wagner. Did Agnes ever ask you to send her money? Thank you, Davin. She goes, no, never. I don't chat with her anymore. Some of the chicks on FaceFag are all nuts. Most of them watch out later.
FaceFag.
But here's something interesting. She never asked him, and they were talking for a while.
Well, she takes her time to work into it.
No! She was asking for a computer from me within days. That was how this all started.
So why didn't she ask him right away?
Which is kind of what she said, that she never asked him, which is weird. It kind of buys into the thing where she said, I was just looking for somebody to take care of me, looking for love on the internet.
Yeah, but then, what's his name?
Clark.
I'm just going to say Duke. What the hell? I don't know. I just make him up as I go along. But Clark said that she asked for money.
Yeah.
So.
But Wagner.
Wagner, she didn't
Wagner,
ask.
Wagner, who professed love for her. Never asked money. It's more of the conundrum that is Belinda.
Yeah, it really is weird because you'd think that they would have
a game plan
and like a script and always follow that. But maybe there's a little bit more of intuition involved in this, and so she knows which ones are good marks and which ones aren't.
Well, here's what you need to know. Well, this is going on. I can't talk to my pals Pip or Joe about this because I need their
so in real time he can't say anything. It's because we do this now.
So I'm like contacting my friend who knows more about this, about scammers.
Yes.
She deals with men and everything. And she is just like, you know, we've talked a lot. Never heard of anything like this.
Yeah.
This one, like, she's like, you know, most of them follow certain things. But every so often you get one that really makes you think. She's never heard of anything like this.
Yeah, she's deviating from the pattern of normal scamming.
Yeah. Huh. I go, you speak the truth. My friend, did she ever flat out ask you for money? And then in all caps, never. Why she asked you or what? I go, she has asked others. Yes, she has asked others as well. She goes, I got a chick, Jessica Clark, just asked me for money today. Just started talking with 1 week ago. Wow, said her mom was sick and she can't pay her rent and she's getting kicked out of her house. Yeah, whatever. I just fell out of an apple tree too well. Watch Buddy, they're out trying to make a buck bitches later. But what he just described.
Yeah.
Is their MO.
Yeah, it's like the sob story.
Yep, yep.
And Chris brings up a good question. He said, does that suggest that someone else was writing to the other guy? In other words, more than one person operating from the one page? Like, you know how we had theory early on?
Well, Chris, you brought that up, and we haven't talked about it much the past couple of weeks. And you just found this the past couple of weeks. But there are times, and still, we think, and I'll even reference it, where we think there's maybe a team, and when I really start challenging them, there'll be like a long pause, and they call management in.
And it's pretty obvious because he'll ask something that's like, oh, like a question, you're really backed against the wall, oh shit, and there will be a long pause, then all of a sudden, a different way of speaking and writing comes on the other end.
Yes.
It's like complete different syntax, grammar, everything. So we've thought for a while that there might be more than one person walking, but it seems like for the last couple of months it's been a really consistent vibe on the other end. Like
I was just gonna say,
like they passed it over to the manager and stayed there.
Chris, I think at one point, and I'll never get this answer though, I'm trying to. I think at one point there were several people working on me. I think from a little bit before she turned into Belinda to where I stand today on February 12th,
yeah,
it's the same person.
Yeah.
I got passed on to upper management. This is a special case.
No, I really do think that that was true. I mean, it was so obvious the way the tone would completely change. When whoever was involved with this got completely frustrated with him at one point, months back when he said that he was going to go over to Ghana and visit. And then all of a sudden, it freaked me out. It became this really menacing tone. Oh yeah, well, if you're going to come over here, then you should bring lots of money because you can buy gold really cheap. And it was like, and we'll, you know, like, and it felt like we'll be waiting for you in the bushes behind.
I thought I was going to get rolled.
Yeah, well, fake rolled. I mean, like, if
fake me was going to die.
If fake Davin was this goblin was really going to go there, it sounded like there are going to be people waiting there.
Fake Davin has been there
to kill him. Well, fake Davin said that he did show up, and it's like, well, where were you?
It's beautiful. I'm naming
great.
Fucking cities and shit.
Well, because of the magic of Google. You know?
Damn darn tootin'.
Yeah, but the thing is that it was a completely different tone. So it seemed like there was some really, really evil person. Like, oh, hold on, give me the keyboard. I'll take care of this
shit.
Well,
get rid of this asshole.
Yeah, you know.
Come here and bring money.
Yeah, come here and bring money.
And then
money.
I said I was coming with, like, military people with me to protect me.
Trucker Tom says, Agnes, we got a hard ass. Bring in Belinda.
Nice.
Yeah, could be. I'm sorry, so... Continue.
I go, glad you picked up on her, Wagner. If they are white and living in Africa, good chance they are not real. As you said,
well.
Facebook is full of phonies. I am shocked Agnes never asked you for money. As I said, she's asked me and others.
Yes.
So again, just when I think we got her.
Right.
Gives me a moment to pause.
Yeah, you know, if only it was so simple. If only she was like really two-dimensional and... I asked for money. I tried to scam people. This would be really easy. You'd be like, oh, you evil bitch.
I'd be done with her by now.
Oh, yeah, because...
I would have killed this the way I killed off my relationship with Flory.
There'd be no... Literally.
Yeah.
There'd be no intrigue. But it's just the fact that it goes back and forth.
All right, so this is talking to Belinda on December 18th. This is my question about what will she do with my heart?
Yeah.
She goes, I will love it with all my heart.
Okay.
She goes, don't know what to do after all the things I've done to hurt you. I was stupid to behave that way.
Oh, hug it and pet it and squeeze it and love it.
Yes. I want to ask you for your forgiveness again. Find a place in your heart to forgive me and show me your love. I go, it is what it is. Belinda, I forgive you. I still do not know what you are. It is going to take time. I'm still here, so there is hope. You revealed a lot. My heart tells me you have much more to reveal. She goes, if you want to see me, why don't you come for Christmas? Now, here's what they want. Now, here's what these scammers do. I shouldn't even say the Ghanaians. What they do is, and this is true, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, because we're always picking up new listeners, we got a new affiliate. They want to lure the Westerners in to their country, and this is what happens. This is true, you can look it up. The Westerners come there. They often get robbed, killed, or raped. Mm-hmm. They are luring you in to do bad things to you, and that is their MO, especially if they think you got money.
You're right.
So.
That's why I was so freaked out about the
right.
the evil tone and, yeah, come over and bring lots of money for gold. Ah, you know.
I go, because it's a week from now. How do you propose I get there? Wing and a prayer? She goes, it does not matter. You can still buy a plane ticket so that we can spend a new year. Can't you buy a plane ticket this week? Belinda, there are so many reasons I can't do that. The one you should concern yourself with is that I'm still not sure about you. About us. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, if I can't be with you, then I guess there is no reason for living again. Meeting will be the best idea. You have always wanted to meet me, so why now?
Wait a minute.
Because I always did want to meet her.
I know, but now she's saying she's got no reason to live?
Yeah, now she's...
Now she's suicidal?
Listen, bitch, that's my car. I freaked out Pip Helix with some very creepy stuff.
Yes, fake Davin was getting suicidal, and he was...
Drinking. And I had my gun.
And he was talking
I channeled
about,
my inner Kumia.
He's polishing his gun in his talks to her. And I'm sitting
some
there going...
creepy shit I wrote.
Very, very dark
talking
stuff.
Talking about, like, the cold steel.
And
then being a drunken gun lunatic that I am, I shot my flat screen.
Elvis, get away from that screen! But it was... It was freaking me out. It's like, oh, there's a dark person living inside Davin.
There really is. I did not say ever. I said right now. I am just getting to know Belinda. My dreams, my situation, because remember, I had bad dreams where every time I went there, Agnes morphed into something and I died.
Yes.
And I wrote these really freaky nightmares, which freaked you out.
Yeah. No, they were very involved and they were very, like, great metaphors for what was going to happen.
But I couldn't place my finger on what was wrong and why I had these feelings.
Why do these monsters always have Agnes's face?
I am just getting to know Belinda, my dreams, my situation. I'm working New Year's Eve.
I do not know enough about you. You still are not telling me everything. You still can't produce pictures even though you use a phone that is capable of it. Shall I go on? Now remember, I know there's been a dude feeding her lines.
Yes.
I know, and this has not come out. I've told you everything. No, you haven't.
No, you haven't, because we heard on the phone the guy saying, no, say this.
She goes, I will give you the pictures. Don't worry. You want me with a graphic, right? Like at the date.
That's yeah.
I go, a graphic. I want proof of life. I want you and your daughter. I want you to be honest with me. I want to know who you are. She goes, gotta run. Talk to you later.
I'll get the manager.
I got a shift change. I will be honest. I will do exactly what you want to. Talk to you later. Then this is on Belinda's status update on Facebook. Air will be no more living for me if you can't be with me. That will be the end of my life.
Now, this is what Belinda is saying, and you're the only Facebook friend?
Yep.
So now she's threatening suicide?
Listen, my fake love is a very strange, toxic, passionate concoction.
If those of you without video cannot see me rolling my eyes back into my head.
Listen, real me is quite repulsive.
No, but...
Fake me.
Fake you.
Porn writing, suicidal, recovering alcoholic, adulterer on the internet, comedian, Davin.
Fluffer.
No, that's with Flory.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Comedian, that is very charming.
Trucker Tom says, no wonder fake Davin's inner Kumia wanted to kill himself. There was a dark person inside him.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, God.
That is so awesome.
Nice.
Trucker Tom, that might have been the inside line of the night right there.
That
Trucker.
Was really.
All right. Well played, sir. No longer drive off into the guardrail. You may take your truck off the side of the road and continue down the highway.
You can drive again.
Yes.
But we high five you. Yeah,
that was very good. Keep your hands on the wheel. That was very good.
For those about to drive, we salute you.
Yeah, stick to MC Hammer 8 songs, will you? Really? Enough. I go, I just saw your status update. What is that about?
Bunch yeah.
Of marks. What I mean is if you can't be with me, then I will have to jump a bridge and die. Gotta go.
Gotta go.
I go, really? The girl who says when there is life, there is hope? Because she told me that.
Yeah.
The girl who has a daughter? Where do you have to go? She comes back about 45 minutes later. I go, a little calmer now? She goes, yeah, kind of. How are you? I go, just another day in paradise. I have two suicidal women on my hands.
Oh.
Well, because she knows about my ex-girlfriend, Flory, who came back.
Oh, that's right.
Who came back for the money. She goes, who's the other person? Your wife, I guess? I go, no, my ex who wants money.
Yes.
She goes, yeah, I remember. Is she still on you? Oh, yeah. Can you blame her, LOL? She goes, I guess not. I go, so what's up with jumping off the bridge?
Yeah.
She goes, tell you the truth, because I love you and I get the feeling you want to leave me. There is no life for me. If you go, I would have to jump the bridge before you go. I think it's a little melodramatic.
Well, I mean... yeah, it is, but it's also, you know, I'm sorry, you know, if this, pretending this is real, you have a daughter. What the fuck are you thinking?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Like, but she's like, real me pours into this sometimes. Like, fake me and be dick, fuck it, I can't blame you.
But I
lose myself in this story to make it real.
Well, I'm, there has to be an element of suspending disbelief so that you can have a real... you know, alluring in conversation with this person, because if you were 100% cynical dick, you wouldn't be having these conversations
right.
This long. So you have to allow yourself to say, okay, provided this is all true and this is how you really feel, what would I do with this information?
She goes, you have a daughter to live for. I did not say I was going to leave you. My daughter and you are the reason I continue to live. I go, okay, your daughter should be way ahead of me. She goes, so what's up with you?
Chris says she could only find Todd Bridges.
She could only find what?
Todd Bridges. To jump off of.
He's dead, isn't he?
No, that was the... No, Todd Bridges is alive, isn't he? It was the little guy that died.
So he should be in somebody's death pool.
And Trucker Tom says, Belinda didn't jump. More proof that she can't commit.
You know, Tom's on fire right now.
I know.
I go, just talking to you and thinking about many things. She goes, things like what? You, me, messes to clean up, changes to make. What mess are you cleaning up? I go, plenty. I still need to figure out who exactly you are and what exactly I'm going to tell my company. Because remember, mm-hmm. I am grooming. This is my porn company.
That's right.
I am one of their best writers. I am grooming my highly esteemed protege, Agnes, a female writer who shows such potential with lines like, a dick in the back.
You got to look up our old shows and catch some of the porn writing episodes. Oh, my God.
Yes. She goes, do they have a picture of me? I go, why?
Why would they have a picture of her?
She goes, why are you figuring out what to tell them? They do have a job for me already. Of course, because you are a good writer. She goes, well, I can write from here for you to them if they really want me. I go, no, you should do it directly for them because what you have written has been so good. Now sarcasm. She goes, and how do I directly get to them? I go, well, the first thing you need is a topless photo. It's just standard procedure.
That's so evil.
Why not?
Why not? A dick in the back is worth two in the bush, Chris says.
He would really like the porn episodes.
He would really like it. Diamond Joe wants to know, you mean you're fluffing your protege?
No, Diamond Joe, don't get confused. Mm-mm. With Belinda / Agnes, I'm a porn writer. With Flory, who we're going to get to shortly, I am a fluffer.
Yes. Yeah, don't get this confused.
Yes. And last time we talked about Flory, my hands were getting very tired. Boy's got to do what a boy's got to do. Pay them bills. She goes, don't think I can get that for them. I go, of course you can. She goes, I can't do that. I go, why? She goes, would you show the world naked of your wife? I go, I can separate love from work, can't you? Because remember, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, I'm doing porn now. Yeah. And she was totally cool with it.
I know.
Because I was separating love from work. So I'm like a bitch.
How?
Because I remember everything and I throw it up against them.
Oh, well, that's what I was saying before.
Yeah. She goes, I can, but don't feel fine with the picture part. I go, but you were fine with me acting in porn if it was to make money. She goes, you are a pro and I am not. I most certainly am.
And you most certainly are too, actually.
Yes, you're probably more professional than I am.
Yeah, she's screwing over more men than you ever did.
All right. I go, she goes, you are a pro and I am not. I go, but you will be. Look how well you wrote those scenes.
Oh, God.
She goes, I know, but can't we skip the picture part? I can get them a sexy picture if you want. Not a naked one.
No, Tom says, good strategy. When in doubt, get titty pics.
Tom, again, if I had these pics, and who's to say I don't, they'd be on the web for you kids.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I know, but not a naked one. I go, well, we'll come back to it. So let's say I changed my plans and flew to Ghana for New Year's Eve to be with you. Finish that scene that you created for us that you stopped so abruptly. Because months ago, when we thought it was a dude, wanted me to have sexy talk with a dude, and we did, and Pimp Helix loved it, and then when we were just getting really good, she had to go.
I know. She's like, just when it got to the good part. No, I just really was relishing the moment of the discomfiture on the other side, because I figured it was a guy having to make up sexy talk with Davin. Like, intimate stuff.
I think that was your favorite episode.
And then Davin going, oh yeah, I really want to. Oh,
I totally played it.
He did.
I suspend disbelief. I look at the little icon on the screen.
He's like, oh, I'll pretend it's a girl. I'll pretend it's
all
a
right,
girl.
I'm not stroking stupid. They can see that, you asshole.
I know.
I'm not thinking, come on now. There's probably a kid in the room when I'm typing this bullshit.
Yeah, that was me doing that.
Exactly. She goes, yeah, that would be cool. But what hotel were you in when you came to Ghana?
Ah!
I go, why? I go, why? I think there's been a shift change.
Did you?
I did. She goes, just curious. I go, you are odd today. She goes, why? I go, you are. I feel it. Like, I felt like something different. She goes, yeah, I'm not my usual self today.
I'm the other guy.
I go, yes, you are somebody else today. Mm-hmm. You have one final chance to tell me what you really are.
Good.
She goes, it's not like that. I have a lot of things on my mind. I go, it is like that. I gave you a chance. I think we were just about done. I tried. I really did. Belinda is no more real than Agnes was. I feel it in my bones. Are you there or just asking for a little help?
Wow.
Pause. She goes, I have issues. I'm trying to tell you, and you think I am lying. Have told you the truth. It's kind of sad you don't believe me. I would lie to you for 6 months, and now, after 3 days or 4 days of being truthful.
I've been lying to you for months. I can't believe you don't think that I'm honest.
Which again makes me think, again, scam.
Yeah.
I don't believe you because you can't keep your story straight. I don't believe you because I should have a picture of you right now timestamped in my email. I don't believe you because I feel you never loved me and I was just some dumb mark.
Mm.
I go, red alert, red alert.
Ding, 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 get the management. He's pushing again.
I go, love with no trust equals where we are now. She goes, we'll show you soon enough I am real and end this doubt you are having. A little trust will do. Why do you think you were the only one I told if that show I never loved you, then I don't know. And that's a good fucking point. She did tell me. And no way...
she did tell you, but...
She doesn't know what earning trust back means.
I don't know. I'm still not really sure about why that happened. Why the switch? Why tell you?
Nor am I. I go, because you lie to me. I'm like Ronald Reagan once said, I trust, but verify.
Oh, nice.
You know what? I throw a little Reagan. I'm not a hater. I go, why do you lie to me? Come clean, Belinda. And I put Belinda in quotes.
Oh, that's mean. No, I know. But it's like if this was a real, like, a guy talking to a girl and it's like.
It is a guy talking to a girl, maybe.
Maybe.
She goes, don't know why you still. I'm lying. I have told you the entire truth. Don't know what to say anymore. I go, there are inconsistencies in your ability to write porn. Check your notes, hun. Because remember, she said her cousin gave her some ideas.
Yeah.
She goes, don't get what you're trying to say. I go, your story is inconsistent. Picture, you, now, time stamped. Make it happen. I don't like to be toyed with. I was willing to risk my life for you, and this is what I get.
Wow.
Angry Davin. Angry yes. Fake.
She goes, angry fake Davin.
She goes, don't have a camera to do now. Just give me a couple days to get the camera, and you will see what you want. I am real. We'll show you in a few days, hon. You have a phone with a camera. It could have been beautiful between us. You there? 6 minutes later.
Hello?
I would have done it with the camera phone if it was good enough. I can still be beautiful. It can still be beautiful between us. Just a couple days is what I'm asking. Anyway, give me your email so I will surprise you when I take the pictures. You have my email address. I never used a fake one.
Oh!
Oh! Dagger!
Damn!
Dagger!
Wait a minute. I have a phone, but it wouldn't be good enough? What is this bullshit?
I deserve, apparently, the very best in pictures.
I know. It's like, okay, so it's a little blurry. Do it. Go do it right fucking
yes.
now.
Yes, which makes me think, Joe's right. Yeah. Scam. You know.
Oh, I thought you said Joe's writing.
No. But no, there's no poetry involved in cat. But it makes me think, well, you know, here we go.
Tucker Trump says, ooh, face! Yeah. Wow.
I go, she goes, that's harsh. I go, I don't need a great photo. I need proof of life. That is reality. I was open to you. She goes, I am also open to you. I go,
like a big, I go, gaping mucus membrane.
Ew, you're, close that membrane. I go, let me ask you a question. You need to respond immediately with no delay. If you delay, I know you are searching. Are you ready?
Oh, good.
She goes, okay. Go, here it goes. I need an instant answer. How do you rate such unique and brilliant porn ideas? A cousin of mine gave me some ideas, and I used my imagination to create the rest of the scenes. I was okay. I was trying to see the little shift change.
Yeah.
A little test there.
Okay, good answer.
I go, then how the hell could you think I could get you a job with them when you know they hate being lied to and are killers?
Really?
Because remember, my company has whacked some people in the Benin Republic
yes.
who lied to them.
I know.
They lost
vicious.
A lot of money. And I know voodoo.
I haven't pulled that out in a long time.
Well, because she asked me to give it up.
Oh, no, that's right. You had to go talk to a priest or something.
I created so much. But I always create this shit, and I never know where it's going to be, and then I'll just pull it back.
Yeah, but, you know, like, a real person, wouldn't they have to say, well, like, you sit there and you talk with your girlfriends, right, about your love in the United States. Well, he's a comedian. Oh, that's interesting. And he writes porn. What? And, the people he writes porn for are like killers.
You know, you know what happens after that conversation?
What?
I get 10 more Facebook requests.
The girlfriends start going, ooh, lover.
I like him. Maybe we can all have $200 weekly.
Yeah, really? Oh, wait a minute. He's suicidal. He's an alcoholic. Oh, and he knows black magic. What else? What else did I leave? Oh, he's not quite divorced yet. Wait a minute, you are divorced now.
No.
No, you're not. But
no.
Wait a minute. When she flipped the switch and became Belinda instead of Agnes, the next day you were supposed to go to court and be divorced. So what happened?
I haven't addressed that yet.
Oh, all right.
I got shit worked out.
Okay. I'm waiting here.
I go, well, tell me about your cousin, which I thought was the... Well, you tell me about your cousin, which I thought was the truth. Then you think I can get you a job writing. How can I do that? You're not a writer. Your cousin is a writer. Do you want to be a porn star? I can probably get you a job doing that. You're pretty. Are you good in bed? Even better. A job as a writer? How?
Wow.
I don't want to be a porn star, she said.
I don't want to.
Then I guess, she goes, then I guess I can't write either. She's taking her pens and going home. I go, fine. If I tell them the truth, they will come for you, and you will have no chance and never see it coming. If I tell them it was my mistake, I get fired. Either way, I'm pretty much finished with them. When I know if your love is true, I will handle business. If your love is not true, then I won't protect you.
Oh, God.
She goes, I don't know why you're finished. It's not I have a contract with them or anything. If you will get in trouble with them, then we should forget about it. Fucking using logic.
No.
It's like a real person now.
Yeah, I know.
Got it's management like, again.
Like, stop using logic.
I told you, I've been bragging about you. I told them they had a pretty big star for your first movie. It was my word. It was my reputation. I'll take the hit for love, but I won't if this is not real.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you, by the way, I had this whole scenario planned out where with the first script, the big porn star.
Yeah.
You know who the big porn star was going to be?
Who?
Julie Love.
Oh!
I was going to bring it all back around. But then she fucked it all up.
Yeah, I know. It's like, turn around and say, but I don't have a contract with them, so it's a biggie.
Oh, well, we just lost Super Talk. All right, bye, Super Talk.
Bye.
Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you guys next week. That's okay. She goes, that's okay, because I love you and I am real. I go, when I am sure of that.
Wait, that's okay because I love you and I am real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I go, and when I am sure of that 100%, I will tell them I lied and let them fire me and hope it ends there. She goes, well, if you say so. I go, what choice do I have? Don't know. She goes, don't know why you would lose your job because the girl isn't interested in the job anymore. It's weird. It's just not fair. Son of a bitch. I go, life is not fair sometimes. For months, I told them I was working with a young female African prodigy. For months, I told them my investment in you would pay off for the company. Now I have nothing.
Mm.
She goes, we can still write and tell them it's for me. That would solve it. I go, my workload and your workload would be too much unless you feel like writing porn day and night. Plus, you know how they feel about Africans. I told them you were British because that was what I thought.
Right.
She goes, we would have to make time and write at least one so they would know how good I am and move on after that. Then why? Then way everyone would be happy. I go, babe, you're African. They are not as forgiving and tolerant as I am. I find you beautiful. They see nothing but a continent where they lost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I am a good writer, whether African or not. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
She goes, how they lose the money? I go, you are not a good porn writer. You said so yourself. Your cousin is. He is not, because he just gave me a few ideas in my thoughts, characters, and emotions, and others into it, which made it interesting.
What?
I don't know. She gave ideas and then she ran.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I know, but
the
I
man
mean,
in all fucking white coming in the white room with the white sheets.
I am, yeah.
Ugh, now I have to turn down the coloration, the setting on my fucking TV to watch this porn because everything's white. Really?
I hadn't even gone that far. I was just thinking, it's just so bland. It sounds like a margarine commercial.
You ruin everything, that's fun. I can't believe it's not jizz. Parcock.
Oh my God.
Vagina.
Vagina.
You got a shoulder. That was funny.
Vagina.
I go, even if that is true, you are African. Why does it matter if I'm African or not? Is their script they want or my race? I go, they wanted a female. They will know something is up when Agnes is now Belinda. It is just too many lies. It is fine. If you are who you say you are, then we would just not be in the porn business anymore. It will hurt financially quite a bit, but it's better for the soul. Oh. I'm starting to, the money might not be up. What do we do?
Yeah, because, she was very interested in, like, what, you make money doing this? Perk.
She goes, then I guess we should forget about writing porn then. I go, I guess. Does that bother you? Not really. I go, it means money will not be as plentiful. She goes, it's okay because money's not everything, though, even though it helps. But I can write some for you and present it as yours, so make up the difference.
No, you're not. I'm not taking that crap that you wrote and putting my name on it.
Good point. Well, that is sweet. It's just another obstacle that I need to overcome. The next story you write about people together should be of us.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, okay. I go, I need a drink.
Oh, here you go.
I think me and Miss Tequila have a date.
Uh-oh.
I thought we have been over this drink issue. Why are you still into it? It doesn't help. Remember, now she's caring.
Yeah, now she's trying to talk you down. Because before you'd say, oh, I think I'm going to go drink. And she'd be, okay, bye.
Have some wine for me.
Yeah, she'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Grapes are good. I go, because I am stressed, I am not perfect. She goes, no man is perfect. But practice makes man perfect, really. I go, I have a lot going on. I will get it together. I told you as Agnes you should not get mixed up with me. You can do better. I tell you the same as Belinda.
Mm.
Fine, if that's what you want. Damn you! I did not say that. You don't want to mix me with your issue. I guess it's cool. Go. I just want to do good and be happy. I just want real love. I just want peace in my head and my and heart. She goes, I think she smiled or something. I don't know. She goes, I go, I'm going to go. I'll talk to you later, Belinda. Have a nice day. She goes, where are you going? I go, I just need to clear my head. She goes, don't think I should know? Okay, take care. All the best. I go, I have something to ask you which might make you very happy. She goes, what is it, hon? All right, next day. Now we'll go to Flory.
Ah! What? Duh, no, wait! I have something to ask you that might make you very happy? Oh, now we're going to talk about Flory.
Because it's the next day.
Bastard. Okay.
We'll have to wait what my question is.
Ah! Fine.
Because we're going to do Drunks in the News tonight, probably.
Okay.
Because we've been doing this for a bit. All right, let's go to Flory. You want to recap Flory while I find this?
Oh, okay. Now, Flory was the first scammer that fake Davin had talked to. And Flory was useless.
Completely different. Fake Davin had a completely different personality.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It started out, he wasn't as devious and he wasn't as dark. And he just started out with, really being himself, pretending to be Davin, but, with other things like saying...
Well, going on tour with the Three Stooges. And Dice Clay.
Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Clay writing Hickory Dickory Dock, Davin likes to suck cock on my Facebook page.
Yeah,
and Dice Clay talking rude to her.
Well, and this real Facebook friend's going, what the fuck?
No, they were clicking like. My wife was going, what the fuck?
I know.
Shut up, stupid, it's for a bit.
Friends were like, he was writing the lamest stuff, and they're like, cool. It was very funny. It was like when the art was intersecting with real life. But Flory was just, could barely speak English.
But she's from Hawaii.
Yeah, of course she was. And she was supposed to be a fashion student. It was another one of these really involved, like, why the hell are you there if you're from there, and what are you doing? It was a really bizarre scenario. And the thing with Flory is that she was pretty nakedly looking for money. And when things started, well, Davin was pretending again that he was getting divorced from his wife. But when things started going south, what we did was we actually, killed Davin.
Well, we didn't kill me.
Well,
we attempted to kill him.
Attempted to kill
my
Davin
jealous
on the
wife,
air.
Big Pippa Pump, because I like to be called Big Papa Pump. That's what I told her.
That was his porn name.
her phone. No, it wasn't my porn name. But
wasn't it?
No. I just like to be called Big Papa Pump.
He's
Big
really
Papa Pump. When I had to talk to her about her phone bill.
Oh,
that's
right.
I told her phone guy to call me Big Papa Pump.
Oh, that's right. And we had a whole bit with Joe called up.
Let's not recap everything, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been a lot involved with Flory. I got shot. We had a fight the next day because she just wanted the money.
Yeah, he got shot on the phone.
So we broke up. She came back. Now she's been accused of murder, so she wants money to get out of the country. She also wants money for a phone or a computer so she can talk to me.
Incredible.
She's been very money grubbing. December 18th. She goes, are you not back yet? Back? Because I cut out the small talk. I go, are you asking because you want money or because you're really interested? I told her I'm leaving the country.
Yeah.
She goes, because I'm interested. I'm still working. I am sorry. She goes, you always think that whenever I write to you, it's simple, means that I want money or what? I go, yes, I do think that because every time we talk, you ask for money.
Yeah, call me stupid, but...
I always believe, she goes, I always believe one thing in life. If you really felt for me, you won't be saying all this because I have already told you that I'm so sorry for what happened in the past. Yet you keep on bringing in the issues. I don't really think you have feelings for me anymore. I go, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with you are always asking for money. So, of course, I think you just want money. She goes, ever since I told you that I want to come over to the state, yet you have not says anything about it. Is this the way you are going to treat me if I am on the same roof with you? It's unfair, if so.
I go, on the same roof.
I go,
jump!
You're an American citizen. You're stuck in the Benin Republic. The U.S. Embassy will make sure you get to the States. I have told you that because I care, and it is the truth. And instead, you ask me for money. You ask for money for a computer and BlackBerry. She goes, now I know. Thank you. I go, what? She goes, you don't want to help me.
How did she get that?
I go, yes, Flory, I do not want to help you, which is why I told you to exactly how to come to the USA. Good Lord, you are dense. Now, in all honesty, if I did not have Agnes/Belinda, my tolerance for Flory would be much higher. But because I have someone who's genuinely intriguing,
yeah,
and this one is genuinely annoying, and I'm chatting to them both at the same time on my vacation.
Yeah, you're not exactly treating her with the kid gloves. You're
no.
Just like, whatever.
She goes, She goes, I told that I'm not doing well. You never ask. What type of human being are you? Of course I ask you. Floyd, what is wrong with you? Of course you did not ask. I go, Floyd, for the last time, what is wrong? This is like a real relationship.
I know. It's like, you didn't ask me. Okay, I'm asking. But you didn't ask before.
I'm having fever. Spelled Haven.
I'm having fever.
She goes, I am sorry. How high? 70 Celsius.
Chris, how high is that in Fahrenheit?
That's a good question, Chris. What is 70 Celsius?
Chris, do the math.
3 pounds.
He gets Celsius. We don't do that here.
She goes, 70 Celsius. I go, you're American. I'm surprised you refer to it in Celsius.
Oh, that's right. She's supposed to be from Hawaii.
Yep.
Ooh, snap.
Are you resting and drinking fluids? Cock. She goes, I hate myself now. I go, why?
Why?
I wish I could die and live this world. Which is, goes back to the other suicidal girl I was talking about.
Oh my God, they're both like ready to throw themselves off of Todd Bridges for you.
Listen, fake me, if you couldn't have... Listeners, viewers, if you couldn't have fake me in your life, surely you'd want to jump off of Todd Bridges.
Oh my God, they're all heading to Todd Bridges' house right now.
Just a fucking line. Todd, let us in, we need to jump off.
He's here. Like, oh my God, what's going on? Am I being... what do they call that when they have all the SWAT... Am I being swatted? When the SWAT team comes to their house because somebody calls up and says something's going on in the house, like ordering 100 pizzas to the house. Okay. Oh, and Chris can't do the math.
Good job, Chris. Thanks. I think 70 Celsius is a lot, though.
I think
she'd be dead. I think she'd be, like, crispy.
She'd be extra crispy. I really, honestly, I don't know how to do the math.
I think she'd be so burnt, she'd actually be the color of her skin.
She'd be crunchy by then.
Exactly.
Corner.
She goes, I wish I could die and live this world. I go, want. I go, she goes, just live me alone, please. I go, is that what you want? She goes, yeah, please. I go, I will do as you wish. Not sure how we went to discussing your fever and what you should be doing to be healthy, to wanting me to leave you alone, but I never understand you. As you wish, I am out of your life. She goes, thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for leaving me.
I go, sorry we could not make this work. She goes, make what? You. Me. Anything. Everything. After all I beg you for, you keep making my heart so bitter.
Why?
Flory, I have tried to help you get to this stage. You choose to focus on what I can't do for you, not how I have tried to help you. Simple, because I ask you for just $200. Dollar, you sense to be killing my soil. I'm ruining her farm. I don't know.
You're killing my soil?
I go, again,
my
I go,
soul.
Again with the money. I go, you said your life is in danger. I tell you exactly how to get out of the country and come to the States. I think perhaps you're not being honest with me. No sane woman would have your rationale. She goes, okay. Okay. I go, what okay? I need this $200.
No, she didn't just say, okay, I need this $200.
Yep.
Oh my God, Trigger Thompson says, she wishes she could die. He goes, oh, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. He goes, all I can say is follow your dream, scammer, if she wishes she could die, that is.
Very well said, sir.
Very nice.
Very eloquent.
Very eloquent. Very nice.
I learned.
Oh.
What?
Chris says it's 21 degrees.
She's frozen. This frigid
that
bitch.
That can't possibly be right. I'm sorry. Could you do the math again, Chris, please? Because that's
doesn't
make sense.
All right, stop giving him homework. He's a loyal fan, but not a bright one. Leave him be. He came up with the poisoning on the condoms.
I know, which is really good.
He's the poisoning savant.
But he can't do the temperatures
that's
very
fine.
Well.
It's
okay,
fine.
It's all right.
You know, Chris has already made a contribution to the show with the out of poisoning your bitch.
I know. I like that.
He's very good. He's given a lot. He's a loyal Denzian.
Yes, he is.
Ah, I go, I thought you need to save your life. She goes, please forget it because you don't care as me. I go, okay.
You don't care as me.
I go, okay, Flory, I give up.
You don't care as me anymore.
She goes, thanks a lot. I go, you child are insane. I tried, I really did. She goes, yeah, you do. I go, what?
Yeah.
I don't get you. And I go, I don't get you. She goes, please, send me this money, please. I'm begging for that, please. What do you honestly need the money for, I say.
Oh, yeah. Has she ever stated what she wanted it for?
I need a cell phone, please.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you want to leave the country to save your life. Yeah, I do. But for now, I need to buy a phone so that I can talk to you. Talk to her mom.
Okay, but wait a minute. She's saying, okay, well, she's ready to get rid of you. She's like, I don't know what your problem is. Okay, bye. And I still need $200 so I can talk to you on the phone. Wait,
are you saying this isn't genuine?
Now she has to talk to her mom all of a sudden. Her mom.
She's, yeah, I do. But now I need, yeah, talk to your mom. I go to the embassy. They can help you with everything. She goes, thank you for that, Ellipsis. I go, you are welcome. Now you should rest so that your fever does not get worse. She goes, please. I go, what? Please, if you want to send me this money, go ahead and do it and stop this. I don't like babe.
She's
fucking desperate. But remember, we learned that around the holidays, Christmas, they come back and ask him for money.
Yeah.
She needs Christmas presents.
Yeah, because that's the big push, is because they know that the sentimentality will kick in.
Well, also they need to buy presents for their real loved ones.
Yes, and their children.
Exactly. I go, I am not home. I am out of the country working. Which country are you in now? I go, why? She goes, answers me.
Oh, wait a minute. This is great. Thank you, Tom. Trucker Tom looked it up. 70 Celsius is 158 Fahrenheit.
Thank you, Tom. I told you this was a crispy bitch. Thank you, Tom.
And
Chris, if you're paying attention, Tom did this while driving a truck.
That's so scary.
Well, I didn't
keep
say
your goddamn hands on the wheel, will you, Tom?
I didn't say he's a good truck driver or a safe truck driver.
But thank you for that
answer. He's a dedicated trucker.
158 degrees.
This bitch is, wow, she's a dumb bitch.
That is really
in any
dumb.
Fucking measurement.
By any standards,
oh,
yes.
She's dumb.
She's 158 degrees of dumb.
And I'm so much ruder to her.
Oh, wait. Chris says it's 170. Either way.
It's not a fucking auction, kids.
Either way, she's toast.
She goes, why do you need to know? She goes, why don't you answer my question, please? I go, I will when you tell me why. I just want to know, nothing more. No, you always have a reason for your questions.
Yes.
She goes, okay. Is they now Western Union there, or you don't want to?
That's it.
It is not I don't want to. I'm on the set all day and night. They need to get the film done. Because remember, I'm a fluffer.
And you can't leave the set because somebody might need a fluffin'.
Okay, when could it be done? I go, when I'm back in the USA. But I got to tell you, Flory, I do not believe your story about your life being in peril. If it is, why would you go? If it was, you would go to the embassy and not worry about a cell phone. Send someone for it, okay, babe? I promise everything will be fine with me and you. I love with all my heart. I promise you that you have my word.
That's just unbelievable.
So I go,
what the hell does that mean?
Oh. Well, if I have that, then nothing can go wrong.
Wait, so now she's saying, send it with me. Send it someone.
Send me the money. She goes, yeah, I promise you. You won't regret this. I go, of course. Should I wait for the MTCN number? I go, if you want. Okay, I will wait. Please, wait, please. It's 3 p.m. here. I will do my best. I need to ask some favors to make it happen. I'm on fucking vacation, by the way, kids. I need to get to the pool. Okay, please. I will wait. Thank honey. Please.
Thank honey.
Please use the same name I sent you the other day. Ubinaki F. Emeka. Country Benin Republic City Porto Nova. Question, my answer, love.
Wait, I gotta see this. That's a hell of a name.
Yeah. I go, who is Ubinaki again? Why can't I use your name? This city is hotter now. I don't want to be robbed.
Wait. Okay.
I go, but Ubinaki can be robbed?
Exactly.
She's black.
It's always the blacks. You know what? Let the black or black crime commence. But me, whitey, supposedly, I can't go pick up stuff at the store, you know, pick up the money.
She goes, she's black, and you knows what I mean. Wink, wink.
And you knows what...
Apparently she caught some of the shows. What I'm scared of is all the bad people here in Benin. Now, at this point, Flory really needs to talk to Belinda. No, I don't know what she means.
I don't know. That is really funny. Because you know this person is actually a black person.
We've spoken to her several times on the radio.
And it's like, she's a black person. She's like, well, you know how those black folk are.
Those fucking, they're ruining the neighborhood. And by neighborhood, I mean the country.
I can't.
I'll tell you what, if we had more white overlords, shit would be a lot better here in the Benin Republic.
White overlords. Wow, that is crazy.
Colonizers.
Apparently she's charcoal. Literally.
Yes.
Yes.
When she touches paper, it smudges.
It does, because she's fried.
Exactly. I go, I'm not sure what you mean. Okay, use my name, please. I go, use Flory Howard? She goes, yes. I go, okay.
Whatever it takes to get the money here, bitch.
She goes, thanks, honey. Welcome. I will do my best. Okay, I am waiting. Hello, honey. Please talk to me. Are you there, honey? This is later on in the
day. Yeah.
I go, hello, babe. And I think that's where we'll... Oh, no, this is still more. Hello, babe. Hi, Flory. I'm sorry I did not... This is late. This is 7:59 my time.
Okay.
So this is very late her time.
All right.
Hi, Flory. I'm sorry I did not get back to you. I got mugged on the way to Western Union. I have a cracked rib and some bruises. I will try and talk to you soon. Sorry, babe. I hope your fever is better.
No. You pretended to be mugged.
No, I got mugged at Aruba.
Well, could have happened. But, wow. That's great. She's going to go mental. Mental. It's like, no, I was so close to the money.
So close.
So close.
Babe, you know how those blacks are. If only I was Ubenecki.
I can't believe that she said that.
That was awesome, right?
That was awesome.
And again, I'm sitting there on vacation like, motherfucker, I got no one to tell this to.
I know. It's like I can't believe she pulled out the black card on herself.
I can't even message Trucker Tom.
Yeah, I know, because it's like you can't have
to
know.
I can't even message him in real time now.
Yeah.
Because it's like $1 to message him on Facebook. I don't know what scam Trucker Tom is running on Facebook, but I wanted to send him like a private message about something.
And it cost $1?
Yeah, I'm like, well, fuck it, Tom's not worth a buck. Just chat.
Sorry, Tom.
Just chat with you on the show.
Wherever you're parked, go door to door and ask if you're worth more than $1.
Yeah, so but Tom, if you want to private message, no. Or maybe you don't, get rid of that stupid thing on Facebook.
I don't know. I haven't tried to do that. I haven't seen that pop up recently.
All right, here's our show. I'm not going to do any more scammer shit now.
Okay.
We'll do December 19th. So let's recap your cliffhangers for next week, kids.
Oh, my God.
I have a big question to ask my beloved Belinda.
Yes.
And I just got mugged with Flory.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is going to be great.
You like?
Yes, because I'm dying to know what the question was, because I'm sure it wasn't something stupid. And I'm dying.
Never for me.
No, it's got to be something bizarre. And I want to see what her reaction is when she's like, so close to the money, and then you got robbed. She's going to go flip out. He says, DM me on Twitter, or does that cost money?
DM? Oh, yeah, but if I send it on Twitter, then... I don't know. Dude, I'm not doing it 140 characters, Tom. Really, I'm not fucking abbreviating to talk to you, Tom. Seriously. Fucking fix your Facebook or email me at davin@davincomedy.com. And anybody can email me there. davin@davincomedy.com. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions for the show, email me. Go to hell. You know, those blacks. Whatever.
I can't believe she said that. I mean, we sometimes cross the line and we say bad
sometimes
things. Yeah, we do. But...
When you're trying to jigger something.
But that's not a bad thing, or is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. Because, you know, there are things that are, like, are really un-PC things that are based on something that you didn't know because it's from history, like Paddy Wagon. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was, like, a slam against the Irish. I had no idea.
So my question to you, Pip Helix, is we can actually get out of here on time for a change.
Okay.
Or we could do Drunks in the News and run a little late. We haven't done Drunks in the News in ages.
We should do Drunks in the News because it's not even that long of a story.
No. All right, let's do a... Drunks in the News. We haven't played this in a while.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
It's like Joe sitting right here with us.
I know. Stop burping, Joe. All
right. I got to remember this story. Now, they came up with ice cubes that you put in your drinks, and they will calculate... When you are drunk?
What it's supposed to do is that it
takes... Oh, before we do this, I'm sorry, my fuck up.
No, it's okay.
The Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
Oh, that's right.
Because Benjamin Franklin had the drinking dictionary.
Yes, he did. Because
this is my fuck up.
Why would Benjamin Franklin have a drinking dictionary?
Benjamin Franklin's drinking term. He has taken a tripping glass.
Taken a tripping glass? That sounds more like acid.
I don't know what that means.
Dude.
No, I know what that means. I don't know what I has taken a shiripping glass.
Shiripping?
Maybe
how do you
it's
spell
a Steve Shiripa glass. Chirriping.
Can I see?
No. No copies.
Let me see. No backs. Wait a minute. Chirriping. Oh, I thought you said tripping. Chirriping.
Yeah, I know how to read, you asshole.
No, but I didn't understand it right.
Your ears are clogged.
Yeah.
You must have some of that mucus from your membrane in your ears.
Oh, no. It gets everywhere.
It's like doing a show with Slimer.
What a pretty picture.
I got tarps down on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
There's a weird smell. It's different.
That's not our Glade
salad. Now we know where the cat hangs out.
Yeah, no. Not down here anymore. But that is a really strange phrase. I thought it was a tripping glass. I like that better. But these little cubes, it says that each cube is equipped with a colored LED, an accelerometer, and an IR receiver on a battery. I don't know what that means. But it's molded into this waterproof jelly that protects the circuitry. So it doesn't get the circuitry doesn't like touch or want your drink ever, so it doesn't compromise the taste of the drink. But what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to change colors from green to yellow to red, just like a traffic signal. And the red says that when you've had enough. But the way that it figures it out is that it doesn't figure out your body weight. Did you have something to eat before or anything? It just figures how many sips you've taken of the drink. And so it figures out how much it thinks how much you drank, so it figures how much of that ends up being where you would be over the limit. But, I mean, it's kind of a cool gizmo
you
to
like
have.
The idea?
I think it's just like a little gizmo. It's a fun thing. But it does have its hindrances. It's not really it's not really scientific.
Well, and also you put that on a woman's nipples, it's probably not going to get hard.
I don't know, but, you know, it would be more helpful if there was something on a woman's body that went from red to yellow to green.
I believe that's when she's passed out, it's green.
Green means that means go.
Yeah, when the breathing is slowed down.
And the eyes are closed.
The eyes are closed and the mouth is just a little open.
Just open enough.
You don't want to get bitten.
Do you suppose you would get bitten?
If she has a bad dream.
She's dreaming about peanut brittle again.
Oh.
Ouch.
Would you use these things? No,
the drink. Oh, yeah. All the ice cubes in the drink. Yeah. No, I mean, you know what? I like those little light-up cubes that go in drinks anyway. I think that all that party crap is cool. Mm-hmm. So I would probably use it just for fun, but I certainly wouldn't use it as a gauge to see if I can get in the car.
Next thing you know, they're like 70 Celsius on the drunk meter.
I'm 158 degrees. Start the car, motherfucker. We're going.
Here's the problem with these things. You know some asshole's going to bite it. Oh!
Get
electrocuted.
I don't know. It seems like they're making them so that you couldn't get into it.
But here's the thing. This only works really for mixed drinks. I mean, this doesn't work for a beer in a bottle.
Right. So. Well, you have to pour it in a glass. And then it's just counting how many sips. But I don't think it's not really taking into account what proof it is. Like you said, body weight has a lot to do with
that's
it.
That's what the article pointed out. Like body, everybody's tolerance is different. It's not scientific.
No, it's not scientific
bullshit,
at all.
I say.
That's just for fun.
Final thing on this. I was thinking about this. Besides people from blacking out, because that's what this is supposed to do.
Right.
Prevent people from blacking out. I think it's going to prevent guys from getting laid.
How so?
Well, because they're not going to be blacked out.
The girls will be blacked.
Why would they make? Oh wow! I'm a little tipsy. I need to stop drinking, and they still have a little bit of sense.
Well, you know what? I think that if the guys really have to check and see if the girls passed out, and that's the only way that they're going to get laid. I think that they should just round those guys up and keep them out of the bar.
We call them our audience.
Oh yeah, that's right, guys. Well then, this is an excellent idea. Now, you know what? I would love to see this done. Some kind of sensor in an ice that can test for the presence of roofies.
Like where your drink turns a different color if somebody slips something in it.
Or the light inside turns a different color if something...
No, I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, because it's
a... It needs to touch it.
But like if there was a chemical that you could put in the drink
where it
that's
doesn't harm
no
you,
taste...
Where like it's foreign... Yeah. If it's not... If it's a drug besides this drug.
Right. Or, you know, like... Not to be gross yet again. I know, but when you go to the doctor and they're checking your urine for different things, they have a dipstick. It has little pads on it that
leave
change
Joe
colors.
Out of this. He's not here.
I don't like to talk about the dipstick when he's not present to defend himself. But when you dip the stick in the urine and it turns different colors to show what, you know, you might have or what levels are too high or whatnot. If they had a stick that you could dip into your drink to test for the presence of roofies.
That's a good idea.
I know. Somebody, I just thought of that on the fly.
Somebody very smart should think of that.
I know.
On the Spanish fly? Waka, waka, waka. Comedy kids. Bringing the comedy.
Is this on? Oh, God. What's this, Tom? Cue me a sound an alarm after 12 hours?
No, after 12 years of age. Too old. Get to stepping. You're going to be late for the 8th grade. Our pal. With the compound. It's not a compound any longer.
Yeah, I know.
It's the studio's been dismantled.
Oh,
it will come back.
It will come back. It's just been dismantled temporarily.
Yes. All right. Let's do some plugs and get the fuck out of here. What?
Tom says, I asked the girl if the rag smells like chloroform. Hey, does this smell like chloroform to you?
No, I know what the words mean.
I love that.
Of course you do, because that's your excuse.
Because, honestly, for the first second I read that, I'm thinking, yeah, what does chloroform smell like?
Because that's what you tell Mr. Helix when you banged a dude. But he told me to
smell the rag.
It's not like I poisoned my badge.
Or my big gaping mucous membrane.
Poison pussy. That's a porn I would watch.
Poison pussy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like it should be like a Bond villain.
It should. Poison pussy. Poison Ivy was a great...
That was a Batman.
Cartoon character. Yeah.
That was a Batman thing.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's hope the computer doesn't shit in the bed while we do this.
Uh-oh.
The last hour of the show, we'd like to thank Success Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. By the way, the private lessons kick ass. My daughter has really... I mean, the classes are good, but even the private lessons just really helped her get prepared for the belt graduation and everything.
Yeah, she's really doing well.
Yep, she's an orange belt, and she's excited about it. Also, school's in session, so make sure you ask them about their after-school programs for kids. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. Now, guys, here's what I want to tell you. You go to my, as you guys know, we did a fundraising event with Success Martial Arts, the Board Breakathon, and we just updated the page on davincomedy.com. If you go to the Davin's Den page and go to the sponsors underneath, you'll see like a logo, a scrolling logo on the bottom, banner on the bottom that says Board Breakathon. Click on that. You'll see all the pictures, all the video from the show, including Sensei Ferdico almost breaking a board on Drew's head, which is like Chuck or Tom saw that and thought it was like the most hilarious thing. So some good stuff on there. You get to see the band McClinton playing the song Change.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stuff on there. Of course, the show is on there too. Also, I want to thank JamesThomasWebDesign.com. James Thomas Web Design is the one who designed my website, always updating
James Thomas Web Design.
Really?
I have to do it for Joe.
Uh-huh. Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you. Guys, I'm not shitting you about this. He's really good.
Yes.
I'm pretty happy about my site. There's a lot of good comedy sites, a lot of shitty comedy sites. I like mine.
Yeah.
Check them out at JamesThomasWebDesign.com.
That's
JamesThomasWebDesign.com. And tell them Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. Sidesplitting Productions. That's my company for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, and more. Sidesplitting Productions. You guys want a private roast? You want somebody to roast a family member? I do that. I can hook you up. Good deal, like you see on Comedy Central with a Dean Martin roast. All right, Chris, get ready.
Chris, get ready?
Chris, in the chat room.
Oh.
Doing the last read.
Okay, yeah, he's getting ready. All the Levy's animals are here. They're ready.
Oh, okay. What, they're saying terrible things?
Yeah.
Whatever. Coming for the end of the show and say terrible things, whatever.
I know.
Well, then you'll enjoy this read. Playing cards online for real money is back in the U.S. and 100% legal on Play31.net. The name of the game is 31, and it doesn't take forever to win. Like most poker games, you can play $1 games all the way up to $20 games or enter sit-and-go tournaments to win bigger bucks. Sign up today and use promo code Chris.
Rev1.
I think he's got it. Did you get it?
No, he didn't do it.
Oh, fuck, son of a bitch. Rev1. That's promo code.
Rev1.
Be the 100th person to sign up with promo code.
Rev1!
Oh, you're amazing. Get $100 to play at Play31.net. Want to play from your iPad or iPhone? Download the Puffin browser from the iTunes store. After you clear the smoke, you can sign up there. Great fun, great cash, and smoking hot hostesses to chat with online as you play at Play31.net. That's
Play31.net.
Awesome. All right, why don't you thank some of our affiliates?
Okay, well, of course... We are live on Levyland using Vaughn Live. We're on Wicked from WKAD Radio from 6:30 to 8:00. Clutch and Wiggle. We're on 6:30 to the end. CyanNetRadio.com. TheHitZoneRadio.net, 6:30 to end.
Except tonight they're having technical problems.
Oh, I'm sorry, CyanNet. And also, we are now on TalkSuperStation.com.
SuperTalk.
SuperTalk?
Yeah, I think it's SuperTalk.
SuperTalk.
Talk SuperStation.
Talk okay. SuperStation is what I got.
You're and right. You're goddamn right.
Suck. And we're on there from 7 to 9. Yes, well, you can download the show. Oh,
yes,
the older show.
I suck.
Devin sucks cock. And you can download the show and listen to our old scammer shows and just all the shows on Stitcher.com, iTunes, DavinComedy.com, the Android app, CyanNet uses TuneIn Radio, Compound Shows, you can get us on Ustream.tv/channel/live from the Compound,
hello?
And PodAlmighty.com.
Hello?
They're going to get off. Levy's going to get us.
What's that?
All right, well, we're wrapping up.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I guess Bob's going on, but they know I have
Bob's going on.
Which is fine. Stick around for Bob. That's cool.
Yeah.
But they know I get, like, the overrun. I always get off by 10 because there was a show on after us at 10. I don't know when Bob's going to be on. I don't have, like, the Bob intuition. I wish I did to know what Red,
know.
What the good Red was always thinking. Unfortunately, I don't.
Well, he's getting ready.
That's fine.
Dio, you're hilarious.
What?
I'm talking to the guy in the chat that called.
Whatever.
Whatever.
That explains the whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yes.
All right. Turd Pants. Turd Pants is a weekly and audio, sometimes video podcast hosted by Fluffy and Fluffy Talks on YouTube, Mike Wixon from the Humble and Fred radio show, and Massimo from Massimo's Definition on YouTube. They talk about all kinds of wild shit. YouTube, the messed up news, stuff that happens to them in real life, and most of the time their discussions end with some kind of gross conclusion. Hate Speech Radio, which is on the Levy Land channel on Sundays at 2, and the Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment Radio Network. Check them out. 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoons with our buddy Dave Harris and Heather Height. Very good show. The Mick and Tommy Show at mickandtommyshow.wordpress.com. Join Joe's pal Mick and Thomas and Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseth for a great time. You can catch them at mickandtommyshow.wordpress.com. Go to their Facebook pages, Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseth, as well. Check out all their info. The Kerry Edelman Show. The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Tuesday evenings at 8 o'clock. Or listen live on or past shows on blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. It's a good show. Good interview.
Yeah, they're good.
The Some Guy Show. Join Jay Such and Joe Kearney for The Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out on hotlatalk.com. The Rayman and Guy Blow Show.
I love this name.
Listen to The Rayman and Guy Blow Show at raymanandguyblow.com. The Crystal Palace of Comedy with news and interviews and original content. Tune in every Thursday at 9 and subscribe to their podcast at theraymanandguyblow.com. Can't check them out on Steadicam. Watson and Watson. The Watson and Watson Show was first born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discuss passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can still have basically the whole family listen to, tune in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday at 8. Ward and Al Show are your daily dose of radio popcorn. Monday through Friday, your favorite jackasses talk about news of the day, current trends in pop culture, and interviews on the stars of today and yesterday. Ward and Al are Toronto comedians Ward Anderson and Allison Dore, and they're ready to take their lack of chemistry right into your ears. So much fun, you'll think you were masturbating. Listen to them on wardandal.com and iTunes. Also, our buddies Clusterfuck Radio. They are also on Levy Land. Check them out every Tuesday. They're not on Levy Land on Tuesday, but they're on Thursdays from 7 to 10 on Cringe Humor. Let me just pull that out. Yeah, whatever. All right. Where's Mr. Helix going to be?
Mr. Helix doesn't have any shows coming up right now.
Okay. We are going to get out of here. I will be in West Milford somewhere this week. I'm not sure where. On Valentine's Day. I don't have the details yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting on those, but here we go. Thank you guys for hanging out. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter, Davin Comedy on Twitter. Go to davincomedy.com. Thank you guys for listening. You guys were fun. We're out.